Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm gonna start this show off real quick. I see a couple people hit me up already, but let me just make sure that I got everybody on here because I see somebody hit the one button already. But before I'm gonna open the show up, I'm gonna start off first, and I'm gonna take it back like it should be. I'm gonna say old school racing. Yeah, I'm going to just say it straight out like it is. Just respectful. I don't care about the grudge talk and having fun and all that. But there are going to be certain things we ain't going to talk about. I'm going to tell you right now, if anyone says a racial word or whatever, whether using the N-word or whatever is not appropriate, I'll be suspended. I don't mind. I don't care. Whether it's 1 or 2 weeks, whatever that thing is, we ain't gonna be doing like private parties, though, so that's gonna be another thing. We're gonna keep it to racing. When it ain't pertaining to racing, we ain't gonna do it. We're not gonna go for it. We can actually talk trash and have fun and be fun about it, but when it comes down and start getting too stupid and getting out of hand, you know. Some things got to have a cap on it. And back in the days, we didn't do none of that. And sometimes people always talk about, I wish it was back in the days. Yeah, you know the reason why they were doing a lot? They didn't do some of the stuff that you guys are doing now. It's like new school stuff. It's like trying to invent the wheel over. You can't reinvent grudge. And that's the reason why these guys are turning around and used to be see so many races happening and everything else. Everybody respecting each other, but they actually grudging. And they betting. And they having something. So it's just like that's what we're going to keep it back to. Not saying anything about it. And if dead, for whatever was on there on Pro Stock Joe's show and everything, they already talked about it. They didn't. I'm not going to let it be. I'm not going to talk about it. If you want to go ahead with some drama, take it to Pro Stock Joe's show or whoever else's show or take it to their live feed because I'm not going to go with it. And then it's not me. It's not my kind of thing. You know, I'm not going to promote nothing like that. I'm out there to have fun. And I'm actually hoping that you have fun also. So that's what I'm going to be doing from now on. I'm bringing it back the way it's supposed to be at the old school. And I want to say it's old school. And, you know, it's all about how we do things. Nobody wants to bring their family around some bull crap, something's going to happen, go off. So I'm keeping it back the way it was. And that being said, on the 30th of July, we got something going on at Custom Tees. And I'm going to say it. Right now, I'm bringing back some things I'm going to do a little bit different and bring it. Every time I used to always have a different idea and start and doing something a little crazy, like giving away stuff. I used to be giving away pocketbooks, used to cooking. Well, I brought the cooking back. We're going to do the cooking there that day. We're actually going to cook for everybody and have a good time, like a picnic and turn around and race also, grudge racing, good grudge racing. Also, I got something for whether you got your wife or kid or whatever. We're going to do like a dollar raffle. Now, everybody always got to say, you know, oh, well, here we go with something this way, that way. But I do it my way all the time. I don't copy nobody. I try to turn around and do something different every time. So this is what my raffle is going to be so you can hear it. And you heard it first. Nobody else did it. And that is what it is. I'm going to put $200, the raffle of $200. It's going to cost you a dollar to try to get that $200, right? But the catch is to it, I don't care if it's 500 tickets sold. I don't care if it's 300 tickets sold. So if there's 500 tickets sold at a dollar, that dollar, and that's $500 plus that $200, it'll be $700. The winner takes it all. That's how it go. I don't want nothing. Nobody else want nothing. I'm going to put the $200 up. That's what it's going to be. We're going to have a little something. Somebody get something back that day. And that's what the whole thing is about, having some fun with it. I hate to hear that somebody say somebody didn't get something out of something, have something. When you go home and you ain't feel good about a show, guess what? You ain't going to want to go to the next show. You feel good about a show and had a good time, you're going to want to come to the next one. And that's what I'm bringing back. I'm bringing it back. If you don't, hey, you can come over there. We got something to eat. Feel free. Now, I'm going to say a couple things about a couple other things going on, and I'm going to hit it off good. And then from there, we just going to open the show up, and we're going to have a good old time, man. And if anybody looking for some action, we'll try to see if we can get something going on. Fred Wheatley got a show coming up at US 13. Now, everybody know how he does his show. No nonsense, no nothing. Hey, I'm all for it, and I'm 100% for it. When you can turn around and make the grudge go out there and not have no drama, you know, a good grudge race, ain't nothing wrong for it. So, hey, if you're in that area, go ahead and I'm going to check out Fred Wheatley's show. He's going to be there. Then we got the 29th. The 30th. We got the 30th of this July. We're going to go at Custom Tees. We're going to go at it. I don't know all Fred's races, but if Fred wants to come on, he's welcome to come on and say what grudges he got. I got no problem promoting stuff that's positive. I ain't going to promote something negative. Let everybody know that. So I know we got on the 30th. We got a lot of other races going on. And when I tell you we got some good races going on, Silverhawk, he'll be coming out there. You know, he's coming out with Simon and stuff. And they got something going against Mike Brown and Red. You got Craig. He's going to turn around and he's going to run. They both are hiding their cars. Let's just say that. The new Shirley Baby 2.0 and the Craig car. I don't know exactly what it is, but guess what? They're going to do it. And then you got OG Bobby. You got OG Bobby and Gordo. They're going to end up doing getting this stuff off. You got Racing Jason and Buddy Blow. They're going to go out there and they're going to do their thing. You know, ain't nobody thinking about it. My son, I mean, we got to try to get this thing together, but I promise you we'll have it ready in time for that day. Him and Jason Gray actually are going at it. Heads up, Motor to Motor also. We got also, you got a couple more in line. You got 10-5 Drew versus Lewis Collins, which it should be a real good sweet one going down. Motor to Motor Cars, big block to small block, they're going to do it. But 10-5 ain't going to stop there because right now he don't feel like he's on a roll. 10-5 going to run Buck Gibson. Heads up, small block Motor to small block on Nitrous. Heads up. You know, I know I'm missing one or two, but they'll come out and they'll say what else was going on. But my whole thing is they're going out to have fun and go grudge racing. Ain't nothing hiding about anything. They doing, they're going to do their thing. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go step up a week after that. It's going to be at Buzz Creek after dark. Now, anybody know that? And with conjunction of 410 Grudge Dreams. Now, I know a lot of people don't like when somebody turn around and get together. I'm happy to get together with them regardless and turn around and do something positive and have a good show. And Larry did the same thing as always, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, he don't have to do it, but he does it. He rented the suites like all before. The suites will be open, and if you got an older person that can't take the heat and want to go up there, it's not for a person that just got a whole bunch of money or some big special car. It's for anybody. Anybody. So I'm just letting y'all know that right now. Go up there and enjoy yourself. I don't care if you got a 12-second car. I don't care if you got no car. If you want to go up there and enjoy yourself and sit back, go ahead and have yourself some fun. We're going to be doing the classes. Well, he got a couple classes during the day. We're going to go till 12 o'clock that night also. You got a lot of good grudge racing. You got Jeff Rogers. You got the Hope It. Oh, man, I'm sorry, too. I forgot to tell you on the 30th, Jeff Rogers will be running Shack Attack also on that day. Same thing at Custom Tees. They got their lock in. I knew I was missing something, but it'll come back to me a couple more. But you got on the 6th, look what you got. You got the Shootout. You got the small blocks going against each other. Each small block, now four, they're going to be the baddest one to see who got the baddest in the DMV. And I'm telling you, if that's not worth the admission right there alone, just watching that, that's going to be hell. I mean, they're going to bet every round, too. So that's going to be something really sweet to watch. Then you turn around, you got Luminati giving Jeff 1-1 also. You know, that's going to be a good race. You got Badmouth Crew with ODV versus CJ Pressure. That's in two. You got EJ versus Phil Cookie Monster, heads up. That's off the trailer. I'm not sure if that's off the trailer, but I got to find out because I know it's written down. But I'm going to just say it just like this here. So it's going to be a lot more in store, but we have to have fun. So I'm just being real about it. If you come on here with drama, want to come with the drama, I'm clicking. I don't care if you get mad at me. I don't care. It don't matter. We done put it behind us, and we moving forward. If we can't move forward, what good is this? So if you came on here tonight just to listen and think he's going to hear something crazy, I got no problem with him talking, everybody talking grudge talk. But if that other stuff that just went down and everything, it is dead and it's over. So if we got rules, this will be the rules. I'm just saying right now, it is rules on this one. I don't care what nobody else say. We out there to have a good time. And whatever it is, there's a lot of guys out there that promoters that turn around and try to give you something, give you a venue to go somewhere and have something nice. How many times that you guys knew that we had to wait? I remember going to Englishtown, and I'm telling you right now, Swizzle gave it his heart at Englishtown. And whatever he can do to help make a promote a good show, and he really did try, and he really did good. But he couldn't do but what the track wanted him to do. And so what the track used to turn around and do, everything, you got to wait till the end. And all that day, we had to sit around for 4 hours to 5 hours before we can grudge race. Meanwhile, you know, that things like that is not good. Now you turn around and you're starting to go forward, and then you turn around and you want to let somebody just do one thing to kick you to make you go backwards. So me, myself, I'm not going to be part of it. And I'm going to say just like this on some of the promoters, actually need to step up. If you see something ain't right, pull them to the side. You ain't got to go live feed. Pull them to the side. Hey, listen, man, that ain't the way. That's all. And, I mean, we can turn around and keep it moving. Some things would be better kept in-house and not in the mainstream so we could turn around and get something and get somewhere. But otherwise, I'm just saying that we ain't going to be able to move forward. We started moving forward, starting to get in tracks that we ain't never could get. Nobody thought we can get done a lot. You know, I mean, these things has been moving up and it's progressing and it's going good. So I'm not going to let nobody else stop the progress. And I'm just being real about it. So if you don't like it, I don't care. I can click you off. You can talk all shit about me, whatever you want to do. You can say whatever on the live feed. It don't bother me because I know I'm doing it right, and I don't care. I'm going to do it my way. I ain't doing it your way. I'm doing it my way. And if you decide you feel like you don't like what I do, then go ahead and try it your way and go and do your own. See how easy it is. It's not easy. So I'm just saying that's why I'm going to try to nip things in the butt and have a good time and roll with it. And there's a couple other guys out there that just had called me up, and they even seen some things that they want to do. I'm going to say it, Don Garcia and Ghetto Cowboy, and they called me up. I saw them at the track. They pulled me to the side, and they want to talk to me. So I talked to them. They had a nice thing that I liked. They wanted to do a give back. School back to his kids, the book bag, and everything. I said, yo, I go with you on that. No problem at all. I like that. If we can turn around and get book bags back and some notebooks and everything else to help out the kids during the schools and everything to go through, hey, let's go ahead. Let's show them that we can be positive, a role model or something, you know, anything. But don't turn around and let them see something negative. And then the way the world is going now, that's the problem. We run amok, and we ain't got no kind of discipline or no kind of respect for one another, and that's the problem right now. But we can start respecting each other and start moving across. Man, we can go ahead and conquer a lot of stuff. So I'm happy to turn around. I'm going to be real. So if you're on the show, which and I see a lot of them come on the show, and I know a lot of them think, wow, watch what he's going to say. He's going to go and bring that old stuff back up. No, it's not going to happen. It's done. What's done is done. And, you know, all in all, it is what it is, and we got to move on. And people do make mistakes. And I'm not telling, you know, that anybody was right and anybody wrong. Sometimes people say stuff in the heat of the moment. So that being said, we're going to move on, and I'm going to get a couple guys. I'm going to open up some mics now. I'm going to make sure because I know they've been sitting on here. And, hey, Albert, I just cooked you and – I'm about to click you up. I'm sorry, Albert. But 845-0695, your mic is open.
Hey, Long Island, what's going on?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything is good. Everything is good. It was nice seeing you on Saturday. That, you know,
it was
cool seeing you.
Yeah, and you know what? I admire what you guys did, try to get something back to the kids, having a little something fun. That was great. You know, and you know how I told you, I said, don't worry about it. You got my support. When y'all want to do it, it's no problem at all. I'm willing to go ahead and put money in with it also. So ain't no problem with that book bag. I know you and Don said you want to do it. Ain't no problem. And you know how I like something that's positive. I don't like nothing negative. So
hey,
I appreciate
I got a little taste of what you and Joe go through. Like promoting and stuff, I got a little taste of it, so I'll get into it real quick. So, so you know, we didn't ask for no money for nobody for this event. You know, we did this of our own money. So, you know, it was going around telling people, hey, 4:30, have your kids on the line. You know, come to the table. So it's like 4:40, and a woman got upset with me. You said 4:30. What's going on? She started cursing at me. I'm like, what are you doing? There's no racing going on right now. We're doing this event right now. We're just trying to get all the kids situated, you know. It's a free thing. And your kid, you have like six kids, so you can win money. This is, you know, we have first, second, third. Then we're winning money. And then all the kids get shirts. There was sodas, potato chips, hot dogs, and stuff like that for free. Nothing to enter, and they were winning money. But she was complaining because it wasn't exactly 4:30. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm just being real about it. You're going to get, you do, you get, you know, ain't nothing, everything going to go smooth when you're trying to do something. It's very hard sometimes. A lot of people don't understand, and you try to work with it, whatever you can, the best you can. And yeah, you're gonna get, you're always gonna get one or two people that gotta say something bad, whatever you did, even though you try to do your best and you giving something out of your pocket and not making nothing out of it. They always got somebody that gonna say something. So, but I, like I say, keep your head up, keep it moving. Hey, there's a lot of other people that like what you did. So, hey, that one person, just kind of kick it off. Don't even let that stress you out.
I
can tell you a few things, you know, like, you know, I hear stuff, and I gave that free $5,000 275 28 class up at Gallant, and I had people, a couple of them that had a little heart attack, a little certain things they had to say about it, but meanwhile, they ain't even paying nothing, and they got a chance to win $5,000. So I understand a lot of stuff that goes through, and I don't think everybody thinks it's easy, but it's not easy until you do it. So that's why I say I hope everybody that thinks it's so easy, maybe they should go ahead and try to rent and then see how much of stress you got trying to get everybody happy. And you can't please everybody, of course. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. You try to help everybody, but you be running around ragged. You ain't can't even do half the stuff. So me, myself, I kind of like them rolled away from it a little bit and try to get things going on and make it move on. And I think you guys can do the same thing and roll with it. You know, that's all I can tell you. Roll with it, because you got some stuff you got to have tough skin and let it roll off of your shoulder. You know, so
yeah.
I know the deal.
You know what? We're just trying to get more kids at the track to get more people to come to the track, you know, to make it more people-friendly, kids-friendly. And so they could be, you know, the family could go out. So that's basically what me and Killer were talking about. And so we're going to try to do that, you know, a different track, you know, if they let us do it, you know, basically.
Yeah, no, I understand. I definitely understand that. But all in all, I mean, you ain't going to have to. I wouldn't worry about certain things. It's just like, just keep your head up. And people, you'd be surprised who likes it, who been looking and seeing stuff. You know, and so I commend you guys. Go ahead and roll with it. But I know you guys got something else coming up, and I know Killer's getting ready to come with his car, get ready. There's a lot of other guys been calling me up. I had phone calls last night. I had phone calls this morning. I had to think about it. And I said, you know what? Like I told him, we're going back to where it was. What I said, what I was doing before, I'm going to keep it. I'm not changing something that ain't broke. So we're going back to what we were doing when we give away something, give away food or whatever, and try to help just about everybody in a way. Kind of slow down from it, because sometimes people seem like they ain't appreciative of some of the things that you do. Just like you feel like sometimes, wow, you know, why would she do that? But don't worry about it. Other ones appreciate it. And that's what I'm just going to be real about it. The ones that want to do, you've got to kind of like to say, hey, if they don't come, they don't come. Hey, it's one less person that you got to worry about. That's all. One person that you know that can't be griping all the time. But the ones that do turn around, they appreciate it. You like that. Now, you keep it moving. You know, the kids, I can see the smiles on the kids' faces when they're playing around. That's good. That's all you want. Don't worry about it. And that's what I'm just saying. Just keep your head up and keep it moving. And that's all I can say. Everybody's got their own thing entitled to what they're going to do. It was, you know, so I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to get around. I didn't like getting on no live, but I kind of like when you both of them are your friends, you got to turn on. Sometimes you got to be the bigger man and step in, and people will turn around. They're going to, oh, they'll kick you now. Don't get me wrong. Why you did that? But you know what? Sometimes people got to hear it from a neutral person. And then basically, they was in the heat of the moment. It's good. I'm glad everything's over. And that's it. We'll work on it, keep it moving. You know, so I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, because I know a couple of people coming in here They were all in a row here. I see like seven people, so I got to make open up some of these mics, but just stay on anyhow. And it was good talking to you that day, and I'm glad you guys are on the board, and you got a good thing going. Keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
Let me open up this mic. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, how's it going?
What's going on, Cliffy? How's everything?
Yeah, I can't complain. Hang in there. Just checking in. You know, figure out
if anybody
gets too late.
No. Why everybody keeps calling me or whatever, now I remember certain things. I'm sorry, Clever, but I know you got a race also with EJ on the 6th also, right?
Right, yeah. On the 6th. Yeah, him and 8 ball, yeah.
Oh, him and 8 ball. Okay, so you got that on the 6th. So all in all, I mean, hey, we're going to have fun with it, regardless of whether you win or lose, it don't matter. Keep your head up. Go ahead and shake the hand, whatever. No hard feelings. They trash talk, have fun with the trash talk, and that's it. We're going to keep it moving. grudge racing, that's how grudge racing evolved in the first place. You ain't got to go through the other thing, and we can go ahead and have fun. So it is what it is. You going right back out there, go for it, whether I'm just saying this here, and I don't care what nobody else say. You don't have to be the fastest to have fun. And, I don't care what nobody say. Cliffy going out there having fun with it. So keep your fun. As long as it's fun to you, keep it moving. Don't care worry about nobody else, what anybody else say. That's what I'm saying straight out. It don't matter. Whatever as long as you having fun with it, do you. That's all to it. Now, like I told everybody, you got people, you need to say something. I'm not saying nothing to Cliffy. Cliffy's his own man. He's a man, it's his word. He runs his operation. He do what he got to do. I'm like, who's to say I'm right and who's to say he's wrong? And ain't nobody else can say they're wrong or right. Everybody runs their grudge race their whole way, and it is what it is. To me, honestly, tell you the truth, you got people in uproar so bad that you can pick and choose what you want to race. And there's a lot of people out there that are trying to get a race can't do nothing like that. So that's why I look at it.
Cliffy was killing people on Saturday. I said Cliffy was killing people in CeeLo on Saturday. The second they got money.
I ain't know you were doing that now.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't play CeeLo. No, I didn't play CeeLo.
You didn't play
T-Lo? No, man, I didn't play my husband. Not,
okay.
Yeah, I
did,
but I didn't play.
Okay. I understand. Well, let me open up a couple of these mics because everybody's up in a row. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Fellas, good evening. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Terry? How's everything?
How are you?
I can't call. I just want to say I had enjoyed myself Saturday at Sammy's event, and I got to finally meet Ghetto Cowboy. Good to meet you, brother.
Nice to meet you,
Joe, in passing. And I
just want to say
y'all doing a damn good thing.
Day, mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a minute that's still kicking and still above that dirt. But it was a good event, man. It wasn't a lot of arguing. Wasn't no disrespectful stuff. No. It went smoothly. It went very smoothly. Some good racing. And, shout out to, Drew doing his thing, 10-5 Drew doing his thing, and the other racers and everything, and Chris Nephew and stuff. Everybody was trying to put that work in, and that was what's up.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right, Tori. But it was good stuff going down, and I got to give credit due, and I was over there teasing, down there. Well, they were teasing me first. They came and ran me down. I didn't even know it was them over there. Them rich people with that motorhome, they know who I'm talking about.
Blocking up the EC clocks.
once I say their names, coming up from Maryland, from the upper Marlboro, the rich part there. I was like, oh, my God. And, thank you, Tammy Jones, for everything. Did a great job. I appreciate everything. Man, it was nice, I got to say. So I got to hang out. I was hanging out with the superstars over there, so that was a good thing, having fun with them. So even though we didn't have our car right the way we wanted to, we still had fun. But all in all, man, it's all about how to turn around and have a good time. And I know a lot of people looking for drama, and I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at the lines, and I tell you, if you see how many callers on here, you wouldn't believe it. But it ain't going to go like that. I'm no care, and I'm just being real about it because I feel like this here way. When you turn around, turn a show, it's basically your house. And sometimes you got to put your rules down. If you turn around and fall for anything, then, you know what I mean? You know, the way it is, sometimes some people say, well, no, you should do this. No, you can't. You can't. You got to put your rules and do what you want. You know, and I'm just making sure that everybody's safe and having a good time. That's all to it. I mean, I don't want to hear anything.
It's all about.
I don't want to hear no negative stuff. And listen, it ain't even, how can I say it? I'm just going to put it out there. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for you to falter. A lot of people, they think that you think that is closer with you, but they like to see something, some of the drama, and then they go back and say, yeah, look what happened. The grudge game ain't never, and I'm just being real about it, grudge game ain't never had classes like this to giving up this kind of money. All right?
No.
The class races haven't had this kind of money. Class races are now turning around and saying they're not running their car and coming to the grudge games because they're better off running inside the 280, 275 classes and, unlimited, street and all that crap. They like doing that or the big tires thing because they're getting more money. And now we're going to turn around and what we going to do? We're going forward and now all of a sudden you're going to turn around and take it back from you? Now here it is, all the sponsors looking at stuff, and of course everybody's going to, you're going to be surprised who might be the people that try to make the grudge game back to sour. Like I told everybody about it when the big tire cars, when we had the 484 before. You know, it's a sad thing that people don't believe it, but anybody can go back and take the tape up. And Monster Jones was part of it. He was helping me out too on it. And it was me, Larry T, all of us, and we did it. And it was at Civil Wars. And we took four guys from up here and took four guys from down there, and they all had to have 44 boards, and we made them run. And they each did it. And I'm telling you, it was a nice show, a real good show. And all they had to do was put $100 in, $3,000 for the winner, $1,000 for the runner-up. That's what we did. And started that out. And that was way back then. People can say, oh, no, we started. No, you better go look and see who started. You know, when we started that, we started making it and make it grow, and it was having fun with it. Then you turn around and went to Virginia, and all the promoters got together, and we did this thing, and we were trying to get the thing on TV, the crap. And $14,500 was for the winner. 5 gallon can of gas, brand new set of slicks also. You got, and it was one other thing sponsor on there. And the whole deal was, that's what they got for winning. And they took it upon itself, and they did their thing, and I loved it. Then PDRA saw something, man, we better go grab them jokers because they look like they got a following. We better bring that 484. So they got them over there, and you know what? They wanted the spotlight, and there was no problem getting that spotlight. But here it is. All they had was they were giving them a Wally, and they had to run for their own money. But meanwhile, they got sponsors. They didn't put none of that money on top of that 484 class. Ask any one of them. They were paying their own class. All right, after they found out, they used them up, and they started everybody else trying to get in there. They made the thing tougher to get in. You got to qualify and cost all this money. Go in PDRA and tell me what they got now. Just ask me. Just tell me one thing. Do they got that 484 class anymore? Nah. So they basically used you just to make sure they can get those sponsorships. And that's all to it. Meanwhile, if it would have stayed in the grudge game, what could we have had right now? Just being real about it. What could we have had right now? But that's why we got to be a little bit tighter on this game, how we're doing it. And I don't think everybody realizes it until it's gone. You got the momentum, keep it. Let's go. Let's roll with it. We don't need no negative something to hit you in the head and can't get things anywhere. So that's why I'm just a little bit, sometimes I have to say something and a lot of people don't want to listen. They thinking they know, oh, we're in new school. We can do this way, can do that way. Yeah, how long it lasts? And I'm not going to promise nobody something I can't give. And I've been said that to everybody out there. If I turn around and promise you something, I don't care if I got to go in the hole. If I got to go to the bank to go get the money, guess what? I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to turn around and play the game and tell you, oh, I'm going to promise you this, promise you that. You know, you got guys out there looking for something, and I'm not going to say that. And there's something that just happened just recently with a promoter that just happened and promised stuff. And there's a whole bunch of shit going on that a lot of people don't know. It'll come out later. But I'm not going to say it. They'll find it. People find out. You find out for your own, you know. I don't want to turn around and tell you, you come there, I got you, I got this, that. Man, you got to, if you call yourself, that's gate hustling at its best, and you waiting for gate money. If you got to wait for gate money, guess what? You in trouble. Because God forbid if you ain't got enough people coming to that gate, now what you going to do? You got to go to everybody and tell them, look, I'm sorry, we didn't collect enough at the gate, and I ain't got the money to pay you. So that's why you don't turn around and put shit out there saying certain things and promise certain things to people. So let me make sure I open my mic up for my guy here, and then I'm going to everybody, you know, we're going to open up the rest of the mic. 571-4080, your mic is open, Side Albert.
What up, Joe? How's everybody doing today?
Can't complain. How you doing, Side Albert?
I ain't making out here, buddy.
Doing good, doing good.
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm okay.
How are you feeling
after your surgery?
Well, that's it. I guess a lot of, I couldn't get it. You know, the issue with me was, you know, I always thought, you know, I always joke around saying my feet be hurting, but it wasn't. It was my hip. And I was supposed to have hip replacement, but some complications came up. So they couldn't perform. They couldn't do it until I get other things straight. You know, so. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me just tell you what they told me, what the doctor told me about my hip. I'm not allowed to, I don't walk with a wallet on the back of my pocket. So, you know, I know you like to walk with all that money in the back of your pocket. So that could be holding you on that one side of the hip. That's what's doing it.
I ain't got none.
I'll just let you know. No, but in the goddamn truth, no bull crap though, and I'm just being real about it. You know, it's the wrong thing to carry a wallet in the back of your pocket. That's the goddamn truth.
I didn't know that.
I was told. Yeah,
that's why
you have
it in the front.
Yep, you're supposed to have it in the front. You will knock your body out of line.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a lie. So down like that. That's why I always keep my wallet in the front. And nothing in the back.
Well, that's what I do now. I always keep mine in my front, but. I just scared somebody might pickpocket me, so that's why I started keeping it in the front. You know, you hear about all these pickpockets, so I was like, you know, I keep mine in the front because I ain't want nobody to pickpocket me. So, but darn, I didn't know that though. I really didn't.
You better get you a pair of skinny jeans then.
Yeah, they. But you know, all that about that. Though, if y'all see me in a pair of skinny jeans, Lord Jesus, I can imagine what y'all gonna say.
I'm gonna walk right past your ass. I ain't gonna say a lot. Something wrong.
Oh man,
I can see
don't do that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You got
me
open up another mic.
I said, yeah, I don't think y'all want to
open this next
skinny jeans.
Yeah. 347-5810, your mic is open.
347-5810,
that's Sammy's
mic.
Your mic is open.
Oh, that's me. I'm open. Hello, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever day it is.
What's going on, Sammy?
Sammy.
How you guys doing?
All right, how's it going, Sammy?
Cheer up, Zarava. Cheer up.
Oh, yeah.
Cheer up. I'll come over and give you a hug.
Somebody sawing on something?
Oh, they might get somebody sawing. Yeah, like somebody
sawing on something.
Okay, there you go.
My bad, that was me. I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Cowboy chopping off somebody.
No. I put it on mute. When I'm not talking, I put it on mute.
Okay. All right.
I thought chopping up some cow and some beef there.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Say that.
Hey, I was telling Sammy, it looked like you had a good show. You know, a lot of participation, a lot of calls, you know.
It was a good day.
Yes, a lot of action
packed. Yeah, you did your thing, bro. Food was good, too.
That's what it is.
That's what I've been hearing about that food.
Yeah.
That food. That's all everybody talking about, how good the food was.
Yeah, everybody, they're bragging about the white sauce. And then somebody said they were, you know, they want some white sauce. I said, I got some white sauce. Who wants some white sauce? I got plenty of white sauce. Everybody wants the white sauce.
Oh, yeah, the one I tried to get and everybody done tried to scrape the bottom out of it? Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, that was Pro Stock Joe. He finished the white sauce. Yeah.
Damn.
He took a couple of bottles with him.
Damn. Okay. I wish I knew you had extra. I'd have got some from you, but damn it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to make. I'll give you the recipe, Tori.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it. Let me know.
I know, what's his name? He had some brown sauce that was Swizzle, so he was on the money.
Brown
he had some good brown sauce, I'm going to tell you that. Some brown apple, that's what I'm going to tell you.
Wait, that's where we only I saw you one time in Long Island, and then you were someplace hiding in the corner laid out?
No, I wasn't laid out. I had to drive home. I was walking it off a little bit, and he was on the money. I give him credit. He was on the money. I was my first time trying it. He was good. Definitely good.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
no,
good.
Everything was great. Can't ask nothing better than that. So, you know, when stuff is positive going, you got to go roll with it. That's all to it. It was nothing I could say. Everything is on the money. He had a beautiful day. And I was just going to tell a lot of people over there, a lot of times you hear guys talking about this crap, why promoters ain't did this, why promoters ain't that, why come you ain't doing this. A lot of times I'm just going to say it straight out like this. It was great that Sammy got blessed weather. Some people, and this promoter standpoint, every promoter can hear contested this. If they say 60% chance of rain or 40% chance of rain, you best believe your crowd just got cut in half. And a lot of times you up there, you don't got all these persons you got to pay out. That comes out of the promoter's pocket. So a lot of people be looking over somebody's shoulder, you know, and sometimes when they lose out on things, people don't even know that they lost out. But they don't ask nobody to give them anything. So when they get a nice day, it's a blessing. It's great to have something like that. I don't care who the promoter is. They'll be looking at that weather. I'm telling you, I know sometimes I done looked at it 10 days ahead of time. So worried, oh, man, damn, I hope it's going to be better, good, better. I hope things change. You know, you're praying that it changes, the weather change. Because it can hurt you really bad. Count, you can count everything. And nobody knows, like the rental fee and everything else that you got to come along with it. The money that you paid out to put out food or whatever, you know, the purses you put out. And they just don't understand half of the thing. So when somebody turn around and say, I didn't put that yet because I see what happens that day, don't get mad at them because they just trying to make sure that they got it covered. And that's being real. That's all to it. Because I know a lot of people got problem with certain people, the way, why come he didn't do this, why come he ain't do that, you know, but hey, you know, just be happy that they gave you a venue, a nice place to go be there and for the grudge game and a nice spot. You ain't got to turn around and wait on anything. And, you know, they worked the hell out of it. Those guys went out back and forth and tried to get the track right, you know, in the heat. And when they did towards the evening, man, This it was biting like hell. Couldn't say anything bad. You said, if anything, people going in the air. Guys were up there standing cars up. Had to tighten them down. So that's what the whole thing is. When you turn around and you can say that you got to go down a safe track and everything else, that's all you want to hear. And nobody got hurt. You know, only one thing I know, one car out because his brake came loose. But, you know, thank God he came out of that and everything, you know, blessings for him. So that's what you want to hear, good stuff, not bad things. And that's all you can say. And I haven't heard nothing bad, so it's great. You know, sometimes you do hear somebody, but it's great.
I was worried about the rain. Guess what? If it rained, I would have been screwed. You know, because of why? It wasn't even about the money or nothing like that. Guess what it was?
What was that?
All that damn food to do with it.
All the food.
If it rains, what I'm going to do with all that damn food?
Yeah, I mean, I know the deal with stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's a lot of stuff that comes to play, a lot of things that nobody know about. You know, a lot of things comes to play, and a lot of people don't understand. And, you know, it falls on the promoter, and I'm glad that everything came out good because it's a blessing when somebody can turn around and say everything worked out great. So that's my whole thing. You can see certain things that I could just say certain things that went down south that just recently went raw. When I say bad, it went bad. And everybody, you know, is hitting the guy in the head with it. And they ain't going to let you forget it because they going, you know what I mean? It can be a little thing, but you'd be surprised. Anything, they won't let it down. One little thing, and they got a mishap, and they going to hold everything against you. Who the heck? Oh, I better open this mic because he's hitting me, telling me hit his open mic. So I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics. Sammy, you got anything else you want to say? Sammy?
No, I'm good, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. No problem. You're welcome. I'm going to open up this mic. 202-2474. Your mic is open. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
Shit, my bad. I said, what's up, people? How y'all doing?
Okay. What's going on now, Tricky?
All right, yourself.
Ain't not. I just wanted to piggyback real quick with you talking about the PDRA, how they took the 484 race. So what they doing is taking the popular shit. So what they got going on now, they done went back to Outlaw 10-5, and they done picked up, what is it, Limited Street, I think it is. You know what I mean? So those were hot classes at one time, and some of those people couldn't compete, so they had to fall here, fall there. But now they done brought it back to get that fan base in those races back. So it's just...
Yeah, and now look, as soon as this other stuff take off, I'll make a bet that they're going to try to go in there all steel, all glass, class going to watch that pretty soon, going to try to take that. You'll see.
Right now,
when they start seeing this here thing, let's be real about it. Since when you had a call out to NHRA? Come on now. Everybody forgot about that one?
I don't think nobody forgot about it. But that kind of stuff been going on. It was just never publicized. And especially went on in pro stock for quite a while. Of course, with some of the older cats, it might have faded off with, you know, the newer people that came in. But that stuff always been like that because the class was so competitive.
Okay, because I seen all of a sudden the funny cars like a call out like they're doing, like, you know, who's your daddy and all this shit, trying to talk trash. I ain't never seen that before. But,
they had a top few that ran the no prep. I don't know if y'all read about that. A top few dragster did a no prep pass.
They had one that done the same shit in the rain, too. So it's just that NHRA, because of the rules that they putting in place for certain cars or classes, but mainly because of certain people in the class making this shit suffer. So now they losing their fan base. They losing their fan base. Why? Because they putting all their focus on top few and funny car. So all the other classes that's more exciting to people like ProMar and Pro Stock and some of the motorcycle shit, you not giving that shit no attention. So now the fans kind of slacking off. So what they doing? They trying to, you know, they got races where the class don't be full, or because it's not being full, then they cutting that class for this venue.
Cutting,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but Tricky Ricky, I'm gonna say this:
they trying to do something to bring the fans back to the sport because they losing money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to see something? PIA was in Virginia one year. Racing Jason and Ray Ray did that money run. Came out there in Virginia and did that run there. That race. Stands packed.
Yeah.
Everybody up in there. As soon as that race went off, everybody left the stand. Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
I saw that.
So they think you know, you don't think that some of the big time sponsors was looking at that like what the hell that was about. There was a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say we got to start capitalizing on that shit. We got to start turning around. And I know a lot of people always got to say the promoter should be doing that. But you know what? If I was a promoter and I had all those damn sponsors, I could do a lot more shit. If you're coming out your own pocket, it's hard to do something. When you already got money
already there, you
can do all kinds of shit. Yeah, when you got those sponsors like that, you can do all kinds of stuff. Here, this guy give me $5,000. Here, this guy give me $3,000. Man, you can go crazy. I can do some wild stuff. But what else? For half of these promoters that's out there doing something without a sponsor, it's unbelievable. It's unheard of to try to go and do something. So try to keep your head above float. Sometimes you can't give out things. If you give out more than what you can afford, you never know if you know, like I said, the rain can actually kill you. Certain ones, things like that. Now all of a sudden you just have a certain amount of people there, but you advertise that purse, you have to pay it regardless. That's on my behalf, that's what I say. I mean, there's some people that say, you know, has done it, turn around and say, listen, we didn't have enough people here, we can't pay that out, which and that's not cool. If you say what you're gonna do, you gotta do what you good as your word. That's all to it. So that being said, I can't wait to see how some of these guys pull this off. A couple of things that's coming can come up, and I know a lot of guys that they think that they know. Well, I'm gonna do it my way. Well, I've been through certain things and certain ways you just can't do, and certain things I've been in the hole coming up, and I just might not say it, but guess what? We went in the hole. But, you know, you get good days and get bad days. You're going to have to find that out on your own, how to regulate something and not overspend. I mean, you want to do a lot more for people, you know, just like for broadcasting. You know, we were paying up the yin-yang. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't mean no harm, but somebody turn around and they're advertising and all that, don't think that you ain't paying. You know, a lot of people think, oh, no, that was free. No, it ain't. They charge, and everybody knows about it. But nobody wants to work for free, so that's all to it. And like I said, when you go down south, in certain tracks, they want that security there. Regardless, you're gonna have to have it because they're not gonna jeopardize their track for nothing. And you got to get somebody that's bonded. Now you got certain tracks that'll get away with a little security, nothing crazy. But the other one, they going by tight ship because they ain't gonna. You know, and everybody know how it was. You know, we got to get, when you get bonded, boy, you got to, oof, that's some bucks. That's all I can say. You feel it. That's all I can say. So a lot of people don't realize half of the stuff with goals. So they need to go ahead and try it themselves because they think it's so easy. It's not. And I commend the ones that stuck in there, stood down and made sure they tried it and try to hold it down and keep pushing on and making it better because you guys, the ones that actually are doing the right thing, you actually can see it, and you can actually hear about more and more. I got guys that over here said, how long I got to wait, Joe? How long I got to wait before I can race? I said, it's a year. As long as you show your time in a year, then you can race. I got 4 cars right now that did not show their time so far, but they got to wait all the way to next year because they're trying to turn around and run the shootout stuff. They like that big tire and everything. They want to come into that because they can't compete with the other ones. And they're standing up there and they're going to say, we're going to come to this here. It's worth more than anyhow this way. and they're having fun with it. They see what's going on, and the same thing with the small tire. Now you see everybody coming through, you know, trying to run that 275. I mean, why am I going to go run somewhere else and showing times when I got this with no time and making more money? Why am I going to run over here and I'm only going to get $1,500 when I can turn around and get $5,000 over here and no entry fee? Those are the things that a lot of grudge races don't see. And you know and I know, certain places with the big shows, you have to qualify. So if you don't qualify, that's $250 just honestly coming through the gate. Let's be real. Everybody knows that's just getting in for the tech card, $250. Forget the gas and everything else, and then you got to try to qualify. That don't mean you qualified. I mean, Tori's a good A50 car, right? He runs that class. Tori, how many people you got to go through to get to that, be down in there to qualify?
Shit, about 70, or about, you know, 70 people, because it's only a 32 car field, and you got 70 plus people trying to qualify in that type field. And, you know, you got people that's running 850 with a 1 or 850 dead on, and you got to tighten it up because the bump spot might be at 851 with a 9. It sounds crazy, but that's just what it be.
I'm glad you said it, because I want everybody to hear that one, because how it is. And guess what? You don't make that bump stop, you ain't in the show.
No, not at all.
You ain't in the show.
You're going to be sitting from the spectators. You're going to be watching.
Yep. And so you paid your money, and you can't do nothing. So that's it.
Yeah, some people went testing for the day, that's all, if you don't make it.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Because some people, despite what people think, you go to the track, and they be like, oh, man, you're going like Yellow Bully. You spend all your time trying to get ready for that weekend, and you spend all that money, because we all know it's expensive to go racing. It's even more when you're staying out there like 5 days like I do. And at the end of the day, if you don't qualify, yo, it feel like you done lost your job. It feel like you lost your home. It feel like you lost every damn thing. Because I'm going to tell you, that shit, it ain't good, because you done saved up all that money to go out there and make it three shots to make it. And if you don't, you're just going to be sitting on the side cooking hot dogs. So that's just what it is.
That's what it is. I like how you put it, but I just want to make sure people know it's tough out there. It's not like the grudge game. It's tough out there, and I'm just being real. You got to be on dead on. Competition is fierce. You know, so, you know, I commend you, even though you out there, you do. Tori does both. He turns around, he does the grudge game, and he turns around and runs that class. So I just want to let everybody know how hard it is, what he got to do. A lot of people don't realize it.
They don't.
They don't realize it. But,
right.
I just want to make sure. Some people don't realize how good we got it. I'm just being real. I seen 8 cars that came in the field one day, and they all fight for $3,300 for the winner, and it was $1,000 for the runner up. And guess what? Guess what they paid to get inside the shootout? 8 cars now.
How much?
$75, and they were complaining. $75.
Oh, my God.
And they were complaining.
It cost $175 for us to run that.
Yeah, and then you're going through 70-some cars.
Right, opposed to, and that's the thing. That's another good thing. I mean, you know, it's different with the grudge racing and bracket, but, you know, with the grudge racing, you know, it don't matter what car count it is, the promoters are guaranteeing a pot. It's like, listen, if you don't get in there, you buy.
Yeah, that's always been the demise of class racing.
Right.
They always, we cry on certain things, but we don't realize how good we got it. Well, you got guys that, you know, want more every time, and it's sad. So. But, oh, shoot, I'm sorry, man. I've seen y'all. I didn't know I seen this here numbers down there, but let me make sure I open up this here grudge mic. This mic here, 484-8596. Your mic is open.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Jamal.
Jamal. Oh, all right, so we gonna ask you, since you don't got that hook, tell me something. I want to make sure that you got OG Bobby in tune there. Is he ready?
Is he? He ready?
He ready?
He ready. OG, he ready. He mad as hell, too.
Oh, shit. Did you got Simon ready?
He ready, too. They mad.
They both mad.
Yeah,
you trying to tell me they... So, wait.
You know why they mad?
Go ahead, tell me.
They so quiet. OG Bobby is quiet and focused. Lil Simon quiet and focused. They ready.
Okay, so you trying to tell me that you clipped their wings and made them not fly? They got to sit back for a minute and hold on? Is that what you're saying?
I'll tell you too. Nah, I ain't saying that. I'll tell you too. You know, somebody made me realize something today. You know, not too long ago, you know, maybe came to my senses because I was so hard on him, you know, and I was so hard on him. So they kind of got mad with me and stuff. And I yelled at him like he was a kid, you know, but I didn't realize what I was doing. But I apologized to him, you know, Saturday. But, he, you know, he got kind of mad. I said, you know, I felt bad, you know. You know, but he kind of spread his stuff today. So I'm like, say, yeah, he on fire now. He mad. He mad now. You know?
Damn, even though you took him out for ice cream, he's still mad?
he mad. My man mad, you know? He mad. He mad at me. But it's okay.
So in other words, you starving him and everything so he can be hungry when he comes to the track on the 30th, huh? Is that what he's trying to tell me?
Man, he hungry because he going to look at me and he going to remember what I said to him because it kind of pissed him off, you know? It pissed him off real bad that he going to say, God damn, I'm going to show Silver Hawk something. I'm going to bust Silver Hawk ass. When I get feeling wind in his ass, he going to come over and beat the shit out of Silver Hawk. He mad.
Mm. So is he going to take it out on Mike Brown? That's what I want to know.
Is he?
Huh?
Mad.
Little
Simon mad.
Okay. Mm. All right. Little Simon gonna take it out on Mike Brown and you got Gordo too now. Don't forget.
Like I said, Little Simon is mark my word, Little Simon mad. Hot Rod is mad.
Okay.
Say hot.
I can't wait. You ain't gonna happen. Hey, look,
you know how I know he's so mad? He ain't saying.
Why?
He ain't. Little Simon ain't talking shit or nothing. Little Simon not talking shit.
Oh shit.
He ain't talking no shit. He mad.
Sometimes you gotta watch out for the quiet ones. Quiet ones will surprise you.
Silver Hawk got him in training. He got them jokers running 5 miles a day and everything. I saw OG Bobby pull up in that Dodge. I said, go ahead, Bobby. I said, boy, that joker don't look young. He look good, man. He look good. I said, go ahead, OG. He look good. Hey. Yeah, I ain't get to see him come out. I don't know if he had gaiters on or what, but he had them DC glasses on and everything. I said, go ahead, boy. I said, go ahead,
you talking about when he was that Sammy event?
Yeah. Boy, that boy, you couldn't tell him nothing. I said, go ahead.
Hey,
call him a hawk. I was going to call him a spring chicken, but I'm going to call him a spring hawk. That's what I'm going to call him.
Those some bad hawks out there, too, now.
Yes, sir.
Those some bad hawks.
I give him credit. I like the way he was doing, how he looked, everything, man. I'm glad to see him up there smiling and everything. Looking good. So keep up the good work, Bobby. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Go ahead, Bobby. I looked over. He was smiling. I said, look at him. Hey, look good. I gotta give him credit. When somebody look good, you gotta give people credit. You know, I like that.
Long Island Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you one thing, Long Island Joe.
A Okay.
Get ready for a race. This shit stretch you the hell out.
Uh-oh. Huh?
It do. It stretch you out. It kind of stretch you out. Get ready for a race.
Well, you know, let me just tell you something. Now, I already know what's going to happen when y'all get together, you and Mike Brown, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get a little wild. I can see it already.
It's going to get wild. I love Mike Brown like a brother. We be going through this shit for at least 7-8 years. This work got to be done. You know?
You look, Mike been hitting the gym, boy, I'm telling you.
Mike been hitting that gym. I see him losing a little weight. I ain't gonna tell him that, but he is losing a little weight. And guess what? He got to sit his fat ass up in that goddamn Mustang, guess Craig.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I know.
That's why he hit the gym.
These guys, look, y'all training like y'all Rocky over there, man. Everybody. You got Bobby eating egg whites. You got little Simon. He done turned around and slimmed up. He got him a whole week. Everything, boy. I said, look at this stuff, boy. Everybody getting real serious about this race coming. You know, I gotta say, you gotta get serious anyhow, cause the cookies that y'all got laid on the line, God dog. You know, somebody might not be able to eat.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something, Joe Gray. I forgot my anniversary is on the 22nd. July 22nd. I put Bill. But guess where I'm gonna send my anniversary at?
Where?
Custom tea.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Huh?
We supposed to be gone for that week. You know, the whole week to the 30th. But it's good. It's good.
Hey, Tom. Right. You ever see a silver hawk with a black eye?
That's not cool.
That's good. I'm about to buy some shades for you for that day. You might need them. Man, oh, man. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics, man. Come on, sorry. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
What's going on? Yeah, I see you.
240-6753. Your mic open.
What's up, superstar?
Nah, ain't no superstar. I know who this is. It's CJ Kemp. Yeah. All right. Hey, hurry up. Let's listen to his outcome now. CJ got ODB on August 6th. CJ got Bud Gibson on August 6th. Am I right?
Yep.
You got two races so far.
Yep.
And guess who else he was trying to get? We might be doing something at the end of the night. Yeah.
He's trying to get you.
Him and the other superstar. Yeah, they were trying to get me out there. They messed around and fed me at the track and everything. Oh, man, I ain't going to lie. Them baked beans was on the money. You hear me? I told my wife, I said, they must have put some honey or something in them beans. They spiked them. I said, but they were trying to get me, but I didn't go for it.
Might as well go ahead. Like I said, if everything go right, I still got oil for it. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all get that on.
Yeah, we might have to go ahead and do it.
Her and your high gun, I forgot. She got you running.
Yeah, well, that's my son. So, you know, hey, CJ, you see what happened when he was in there, right? He said,
What side of that?
Yeah. Side of it.
I'm right here.
Hey, flat out, you heard what I said?
What's that?
I'm gonna go ahead and let Brittany take care of him, but you know, he went ahead and put the high gun in, and Brittany got him running scared.
Oh Lord.
Look, I said this is what happened with Phil. Now check this out. Phil had to go to work the night before, that's why we came in a little late at the track. Phil said, "Dad, I gotta go to work." I said, "Well, I'm telling you right now, I gotta have a car at the track over there at Sammy's event. I gotta bring something. So my stuff ain't ready. I'm gonna take your car." And what I tell you, CJ, right in front of you, right? See how you say it? You ain't gonna break my car. Well, you gonna be done broken. Why you bringing that? I said, if I break it, I'll fix it. I said, break it, I'll fix it. I'll fix it anyhow. Man, all of a sudden, the next day come up, he said, I'll be ready in the morning. I just wash up, and then I get in the truck with you and go to sleep. I said, okay, ain't no problem. He slept all the way up there. I waited till he got home at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then he go to sleep for a little while we were there to the track. And he got up there. I couldn't get in the car. Jason told me. Jason said, "I'll give you the break." I said, "I'll get in the car right now. I'm gonna take that break." And I said, "Man, I look at his face. He looked like was all sour."
Phil must know something.
He must have said, "I'm hard on that." He think I'm hard on. He think I'll be hard on everything, you know. But whatever. It is what it is, you know. But. Like I told him, I said, if I break it, I'll fix it, God. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And I had a good time. I had a good time up there, though. It was all right. I mean, it was something different. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, the little stuff, was, like you said, it wasn't no accidents like that besides that one little incident that we saw. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
I know one thing. There's a lot of turbo cars up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about that.
Nah, a turbo car, yeah. We fucking had to do the
I just couldn't believe I was hanging out with those superstars and the rich people over there. God,
you gotta worry about that one.
Yeah.
Time you said that. Who the superstars and the rich people from Upper Marlboro?
Man, you know Tammy Jones and Monster Jones and Brittany and DJ King. Even a little one walking around with a whole bunch of gold on.
Oh man!
Oh nah, that was
I sat down at the table. She sat down and was showing me something. I said, "Oh, and this is my dog and everything." I said, "Oh, that's what the rich people got." I said, "Oh, okay." Telling me something. Hey, Brittany said, "No,
that." Hey, Joe, you feel like, man, really going with this show. You talk about something else. Oh, look, I did get to meet Silverhawk, though, now. You know what I mean? He was a superstar.
Yes,
before. I didn't know him. We you know what I mean? Met each other, talked, so I put a face on him.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Now, can I ask you a question? Now, CJ, you the one that owned that blue Mustang Copperhead? Baby Copperhead?
No, the Nova.
No, Nova. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I was trying to put faces with everybody myself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was Jason Gray. That was another rich one.
Jason Gray. You're right. Andre did tell me that. You're right.
Yeah, I gotta catch you on the next go round.
That'll work.
Well, I'll be you coming to the creek on the 6th? I'll be there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll be at the beach on the 30th. I'll be at the beach on the 30th also.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, the 30th, I'll be there.
Oh yeah, we'll catch up.
All you gotta do. All you got to do is look for that big motorhome with the chrome wheels on it.
I got an old pickup truck. You know how I come in the gate.
Nah, let me hear that.
It's an old pickup truck.
What did Ricky Bird used to call us now? He called me peasant. He called us peasants. They know what they say?
Oh, hey, no. I'm okay.
And, meanwhile, I was one of the peasants, and I was among the royal family. I was hanging out with the royal family that day. So the Kents and the, you know what I mean, the Joneses, that was the royal family out there. So I felt at ease watching. Boy, what kind of stuff? Oof, look at this. I was looking for the gray motorhome. And they turned around and told me that one was too small, so they went out and got a bigger one. I said, golly, boy. It must be nice. It must be nice. I ain't never owned a motorhome in my life. I got a truck. boy. It's nice to just switch them up every 3 years. Hell, let me get a new one again.
I got a truck.
Yeah, they took my motorhome.
Hey, look, we in the same boat. I got a truck.
Nah, don't you can't believe that. You can't believe pressure. Don't believe pressure. hold on a second. Let me open up another mic, y'all. 973-2558. Your mic is open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on? How's everything?
I can't call it. I'm just sitting here listening to Silverhawk talk slick.
Yeah, he said he gonna cut loose. He's been training. I told you, man, he got them boys in training.
Little time.
Wow, what you think about it? Come on now, tell us.
He ain't getting away. Craig ain't getting away.
He ain't getting away.
Little Simon only losing weight because he's sweating. He better go buy 10 pounds of bubble gum so Little Simon can chew and don't choke.
Oh, yeah. He going to have that bubble gum. He going to have that bubble gum. I guarantee you he going to have that bubble gum.
I love it. Silver, you going to get what you're looking for. You keep knocking on the door, somebody going to answer. If you're going to get what you're looking for, you keep knocking on that door, somebody going to answer.
No, they knocked on my door. So I took it.
I understand.
So you let him in, huh?
Yeah, I let him in. I'm like a pit bull. You let him in, don't let him out.
7:30, he's going to walk in there with the pit bull. 7:31, Silverhawk turned Jehovah's Witness.
No, sir. No, sir. All
right.
Mm-mm.
You'll see.
No, you going to see.
Oh, I'm going to find out, and you're going to pay for me to find out, too.
Tell me which ways you talk about now, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that which one we got. What you talking about?
Hey, Barry going to fuck up Silverhawk.
Who?
Mike going to fuck up Craig.
He's in Barry with the Malibu going to beat the small block y'all got. The small block. Now, Silverhawk got to give Barry the back tire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And then Craig gonna pay the deposit.
Joe Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Once Silverhawk put that pressure on the man, he gonna go out there and put that car in reverse and go down the quarter backwards. Once I put that pressure on Barry. That's why he didn't say too much when I was over there at Samuel Bear. Because he's afraid. You going to see?
Hold on, was Barry there? I ain't see Barry.
Huh? Yeah, Barry
was there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So what you gonna do when I put the pressure on Little Simon?
Huh? Little Simon used to pressure.
He's crazy as hell. He's gonna start sweating.
Don't worry about all of that.
He's gonna start sweating. He's gonna have to make an extra trip to the bathroom. You know, do what he do.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna ask for two more packs of bubble gum. Man, he's nervous than a motherfucker.
Wait, now tell me something. You think Craig gonna pay the deposit?
Yep.
Why you say that?
I don't think so.
I think
these races gonna get off. But y'all keep on saying what man gonna pay the deposit this way. That's just like you stopping a race, you know?
I'm not. No. I'm not stopping it in no kind of way. I want it to happen. I just don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
but
it, Mike,
more you,
and Mike
the,
not gonna be
listen,
the Mike not
listen,
gonna be the holdup.
You know, the more people keep talking about this and this and that, the man might change his goddamn mind and say, "Fuck it, I can't live there." Everybody else saying it.
Shit, why couldn't he live there? He got the upper hand. I just like Mike. I'm gonna ride with Mike regardless. But I'm riding with Mike because that's up right there. But I don't think Craig going out there.
You also ride with Barry.
I'm riding with Barry.
Huh? Come and see me. I'm going to crucify you, little young guy. I'm going to crucify
you. That's what
you're
supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm going to crucify you.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
I'm going to go.
That's what
listen,
you're supposed to do.
I'm going to go through 4th Street Posse. You hear what I'm saying? I told y'all that 4 years ago. I'm going to go through that whole camp. Watch to see.
You gotta go out there to go through the whole. You got to go out there to go through the whole 4th Street Posse.
What, you think I ain't going to go out there?
I know you ain't.
Say that again.
You know what my mother told me along? If you can hide, you
oh,
can
oh, no. If you don't think I can't go out there, cash that.
No, ain't no cash that. Go out there. Lock in that.
Nah. That better look $500. We send it to your great rate now.
Lock them cars in that 1-on-10 that you had before and see if you go out there for that 5. You might go out there to 5 just to win $500. But you going to go out there, turn them bulbs on, go to that quarter?
But, hold up.
Wait.
I thought it was on 1,000 on 5,000, not on 1-on-5, not on 100 on 5.
Listen to what you say. If I bet a $13,000 on another person's car, what you think I'm going to bet on my car?
I know. That's why I know you sweet. I wish I could get a hold of your fucking ass. You sweet.
I'll get your brother his car then if I'm so sweet.
I ain't getting nobody. No. Ain't doing that. But listen, I like that. I told you right now, you got it. You betting the most out of everybody right now that I know of. If I could get a hold of your ass, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If I could make my buddy go out there, he will blister your ass.
Your buddy who?
Don't worry about that. Huh? I got somebody I want him to get your ass.
Hey, Joe Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I just came on the scene with a car. Everybody and their mama want to run me now. Right? I just came on the scene with their car. They've been car here 100 years, they're afraid to race each other. But I got all of these cars here coming at me. One person put a car on me, one man try to think he's my friend, try to put me. Yeah, I think that's a good race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
But they all snakes. They all snakes. A lot of people want to see me get my butt whooped. Well, what? I don't know. But guess what?
I don't
want
to
shut them up. Yes, you do.
I don't
want
to get your butt whooped.
Stop lying, you biggest snake in the world.
I want to see you get your head cut the fuck off.
You bring your shit out there, Dad. You want me to get my head cut off?
You going to run me?
That's what you do. Bring it out there.
Are you going to run?
Is you going to talk me to death?
No. If you put a deposit up,
okay.
I'm going to see you the same with your Mustang on the 30th. You're going to run, Mike. Now act like you're going to run.
Is your car ready?
The same date a deposit will show you if it's ready.
Now you answer the question. Is your car ready?
The same way yours is ready. A deposit will make
is
you
your
ready.
Car?
a deposit to make me be ready.
That's what Thursday night at Echo.
I'll be at. I'm gonna be ready for Mike Brownie.
Run
at 7:30.
Hey, we ain't got to go a bit. I'm gonna shut your ass. We can run Thursday night.
You just asked me a question. That's when my car gonna be out. 7:30. Now, do you want to fucking act like you want to shut me up?
Net, you see? You just want to go. You just want to go.
Hold on, Steve. I got him. No, this fat out. This fat album. I got him. Okay, I put that deposit up, and I got a card. Brian, I'll run you. Mark, let's lock in.
No, thank you.
Oh, but you want to jump on Phil? I put up the deposit, and we'll put Brian on you.
You said your car would be ready,
and you want Brian Epps. I'll put the deposit up right now.
I can't do Brian Epps. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. I want you to get that car ready. That's what I want you to do.
No, my car ready, but it ain't ready for Brian Epps.
You the one that kept calling and say you want to do it.
I would want to do it, but not right now, because if I beat Brian Epps,
right
I can't get this done. Silverhawk out there betting, you know, I don't know these numbers, but the numbers is up, Silverhawk, Fat Albert. Why go at that bear when I got a chimpanzee right there?
Damn.
God damn. I'm back over you.
Shit.
Mark, you terrible.
Yeah.
You was terrible, man. Phil, oh, don't take that shit from him. God damn.
Listen to me. He ain't gonna beat me. I ain't worried about him.
Y'all are retarded.
Man.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I know a few races I look at. Don't get me wrong. I know everybody betting. They got their bets in, you know, like for the six. I'm still riding with Jeff Rogers. So y'all want to see
man,
me, y'all
Joe,
see me
Joe, let me tell you this. About them pools, we doing, you know, four-car pools, you know, pick your driver, win the pool. Man, I got people
man, come on, I
got to
get in one
pool.
Of those.
Man, me and Fred were talking, we're going to put it out. He said middle of this week, maybe, so probably Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to put these pools out, fill them up on them shootouts. Because a lot of people say, this is my card I'm going with. We got a $1,000 pool, $500, $250, or $100, you know. So
I can, if you don't mind breaking that down to me, how does that pool thing go?
It's
four
cards.
That's a great thing.
Four cards. You pick the card you want, four people.
Winner take all.
Brian Hill,
okay.
Jeff Rogers, Ricky Fox. Top notch.
Okay.
But do you have a limit of people that can do this? Is the limit of people?
No. Oh, we can do as many as long as it's all four filled up. We'll start another one. You see what I'm saying?
What's the pool?
A thousand a car. We got $1,000 pool. You know, $4,000 winner. 500, 250, and 100.
I see how you do that. So once that fill up,
you
start another
pool?
One.
Can you make a pool? Can you make a pool of the ones that not coming?
Good one, Sammy. Good one, buddy. Yeah. You know. So we doing
you think,
that.
You think somebody ain't gonna make it, Sammy? You think one of them ain't going to make it out of that four?
Two of them are not going to make it.
Mm. What, two? What do you say?
I got $1,000 on Top Crotch and $500 on Ricky Fox.
Mm. That they win or they don't
ain't
make
gonna
it?
Make it?
They ain't coming.
Wow. Damn, Sammy.
Man, cut it out.
How?
Cut that out, man.
What do you mean, Albert? You bet that
Ricky
Albert.
That's for Ricky Fox, what he got to say. Go get that Ricky Fox. I want to ask what he thinks.
Matter of fact, I put 2,000 top knots. Top Crotch ain't coming.
Wow.
Why you think top knots ain't going to make it?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, come on. Let's tell him. Come on.
It's $5,000 of his money. It's not a shootout. It's not a real shootout.
But let me just
Let me rephrase it.
He had to put half of the money. These guys done put half of their money up already.
Who said that?
Not what Joe
said. I kid you not. If I'm not mistaken, what Fred said, they had to put up their money, half of their money already.
We'll find out.
They put up,
July 30th.
They put up 500. They put up 500 so far. That's the end. The $2,000, the next payment is $2,000. That got to be in this week.
Okay.
And then the other $2,500 is a week before the event. So that'll be there $5,000 total.
But did Ricky Fox and Brian F bet $25,000 on the back line?
Yeah, they got to run each other. Yep. They have to run.
Yes, sir. First round.
Well, I believe Fox is going to be there because he got to do it. He got to run for that money or lose all that other money.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of deposit up.
I got a question for you, Joe.
Huh?
You ain't holding no deposit. Who you like to claim? I'm gonna change it up. Mike Brown and Craig. I'm gonna change it up a little bit. They're not gonna commit to the race.
I'm going Mike Brown on that one.
What about Silverhawk and Barry?
I'm watching. I'm watching. Silverhawk got to get in the back tie, right?
Yeah, Silverhawk got to get in the back tie.
Yeah, I'm watching.
And Barry's going to leave first because Lil Simon washed up.
Wow. Come on now.
Wow.
Hey, I saw Simon. When I was leaving out and going home, I saw Simon. He came into the track late last Saturday, huh?
The same way he going to leave.
Nah.
Late.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Mark is hard on a hard. On Silverhawk team. Good gracious.
Let me go get my driver. Hold on.
There you go, Silverhawk. There you go. Don't take no more of this mess from Mark. There you go.
Silverhawk got $7,000 a month. I need it back.
Hmm.
I got $500. I'm going on what's the name of first round. $500.
On who?
Jeff Rogers.
Yeah, top notch. Yeah, me too. I'll put $500 on it. I'll put $500. Tell him $1,000, Joe. I'll go half with you.
I'm gonna be on Fat Albert's hip. He needs a hip replacement. I'm gonna be his hip replacement when that race with them four cars get at the track. I'm gonna be on his hip.
Good. Yeah, I want you right there beside me. We can go ahead and lock that in now, Mo.
Nah, I need to be on your hip. Last time you got me like that. See, you got a trick. You got like
a good
spirit of karma.
You said you're going to be there. Yeah,
no, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat it on your hip.
Mm-hmm. I like to go ahead and get that secure lock now. Yeah, I take Brian.
This is what you do. You pick a car that's going to win it all, and I'm going to pick a car that's going to win it all.
Picking a car in that first round.
Brian got to race Ricky first, right?
Yeah.
I like Ricky.
All right, we'll see when you get there.
Night, first round.
Mm-hmm. Anything can happen in grudge racing.
Yeah. Can I get that back too, please?
Say what, Sammy?
Can I get that bet too?
Who you talking to, me or Mark?
No, wait, I changed my mind. Fuck you, Sammy. Just hurry up and get your shit out there.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Huh? He said, you heard him, get yours out there, Sammy. That's what Mark just said. I don't know what
for
he
what?
Meant by that, but.
For what?
That's what I.
Nobody.
Uh-oh,
no,
Mark.
Nobody going to race me anyway.
I whooped your ass already.
Ooh. Man, shut up.
Oh,
wait a minute. You don't beat Sammy before?
Yeah. Yeah, he beat me.
Oh, okay.
He beat me flat out.
They probably
was.
It was a fluke. It was a fluke.
I was on nitrous. He was on motor. He whipped my ass.
Oh, you probably had to give him a hell of a spot for him to race.
I plead the fifth.
He offered and I accepted. The same, but at least he, when he offered it, he went out there and did it. You offered and changed your mind.
Mark, you ain't even got the car out there, man.
Ain't nobody really give me a reason to yet. Y'all want me to jump on the fastest man out there.
Well,
I'm
going to
get
nobody
one of y'all. I'm going to get one of y'all. Don't worry. Just hold on. Just hold your horses, Fat Albert. I'm going to make you lose all. I'm going to stress you out so bad when I do get you, you're going to lose all that weight and being skinny jeans like you just said.
Man, I ain't worrying about nothing you come out with. Nothing at all.
I know.
Damn, Fat Albert's like that.
I ain't worrying about nothing, Mark. There's nothing Mark could build that's going to get past that yellow car.
Yeah, it's not going to get past Stone Cold, though.
Oh, yeah, I know you don't want that.
What happened to Lil Simon? He still ain't fine. He's still in the corner sweating.
Good morning.
Oh, wasn't we?
It's going to get there.
I can't go. In fact, I can't go at Brian. Brian, help me out with a piece I need. So you know, can't draw him right away.
Oh boy.
And who you going with? Jeff Rogers and Illuminati.
I don't like to bet against Jeff, but I'm mind my business on that race. I really think Illuminati gonna win, but
I like Jeff.
I would like to see Jeff win, but I don't know.
But that 1-1, I'm definitely going with Jeff.
Okay. Uh-oh. DJ and Antoine, who are you going with?
DJ.
DJ.
Yeah, I had to go with CJ as well.
CJ gonna beat the blood out of Antoine. Cliff beat Antoine. Who the fuck is gonna go with anybody else?
Yeah. Mark, you're terrible, man. Go ahead. Mark, you're terrible.
Oh, no.
No, you finish it.
Oh, no.
Cliff, like, you know, you know how you, when you get a new job, fellas, get a new job, you on a 90-day probation period, and you go out there and race, and you can't beat Cliff, you on 90-day probation, you fired.
Okay. Wow. I guess anybody can win now. Anybody
huh?
can win.
Yeah, anybody. We see that. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So I asked this question. Nobody, I'm not taking that from him. He won, but give me anybody that said Antoine would have left good, Cliff would have won.
If Antoine what?
Would have left good.
Well, Antoine left late. I mean, I give him that. He left late. I mean, if he would have. Left when he
left late. I just think something was wrong. Something was wrong with the car when he did that. When he first went to leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So you put eyes. So being whatever they say, the respective reporter that you are, you put good drivers in both
You put good drivers in both cars.
Cliff won. Cliff won. That's all that matters. It don't matter
man,
what happened.
Fuck all that, Fat Albert. Stop saving the fuck.
He won.
Ass
no. Yeah, Antoine left. Antoine did leave late. He left late, but that's part of the race. Ain't that part of the race? Cutting the tree down?
I don't know if he left late. I'm telling you, it looked like his car went to move, but it didn't move.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looked like. I ain't going to say that he left late.
Let him go back out there. I like Antoine. Cliff hit the brakes and got back on it.
Cliff said he hit the brakes. He didn't want to beat him bad, so he hit the brakes
right,
and let him catch up.
That.
That's what Cliff said. Cliff said that now.
And he rolled his passenger window down. Don't forget that.
Yes, sir. Waved at him. That's right. Yeah. You know.
Got it out there. Y'all adding shit on now.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Mark driving a lot. He stuck. When Mark had his high driver, Ezra rolled the window down, stuck a middle finger about him going down the track.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Flashes on there.
I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Mm,
I ain't had nothing to do with
4-4-3, 4-2-1-9, your mic is open.
That was your high driver.
No, it wasn't my high. He hired himself.
Oh, no. You bet the money.
You put him in the water box.
Yeah.
Why you bringing up old stuff?
I ain't going to lie, though.
You put him.
You got to say one thing. He looks like he's making a charge back.
Uh-huh.
He looks like he's coming on up top. I said, God,
man,
dog, he's got to pull him back.
The man had all the...
Oh, that Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers, your mic is open. Four four three four two one nine. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I had your mute. Hey, is Fat Albert on here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You just talked to
him. Hey, Fat Albert. I heard three phone calls today. And why the hell? Won't Illuminati lock in black there?
Why they didn't?
Yeah, I know you know.
Yeah, Jeff, we're talking the back line on that one. I'll call you later on that one.
Nah, hell no. The back line is the problem.
Yeah,
why don't you speak on it right
line.
Now?
I want to know.
Jeff, we're going to get on the back line on that one. We're going to get on the back line on that one.
We need to know, Fat Albert. We need to know.
Lord,
Fat Albert, we need to know, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert working deals.
That goddamn,
oh,
that damn Jeff, boy, I swear, that damn Jeff. Ah.
right here, goddamn MRD, mama, do it.
God damn.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't mind. I ain't gonna. I don't care. Jeff, I talk to you later. I don't mind. Lord, when you hear it, all I can say is you're gonna shake your head. But I'm just gonna keep that on the back line. I ain't trying to.
Hey, Joe.
What happened to
Silverhawk and Lil Simon?
He in training right now, so I guess he got to wait to finish up the last bit of training. I told you, make him run
right.
5 miles a day. Made him run 5 miles a day for real.
And Silverhawk behind him on a little scooter, following him, playing the Rocky song.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I swear that there, Jeff.
Y'all,
yeah, I had a tiger. That's it. Yeah, I had a tiger.
Hey Joe, I got a hot sub sandwich and a cold soda and a bag of potato chips. That them motherfuckers down there don't go.
What?
Come on, man.
Simon, you talking about Silverhawk and him?
Yep, I got a hot sub sandwich, a bag of potato chips, and a freezing cold soda.
Shit, they gonna race.
I got 500. Craig don't go.
Mm-mm. Hey, Sammy, you being a bully, Sammy. I was trying to get him for a hot sub sandwich.
Man, where the hell's where's LeBron at? And I know damn well LeBron ain't gonna let that shit just go down like that.
Man, you know I change it. I say two. I make it 2,000 that Craig don't go.
Damn.
Good gracious. Damn, Sammy.
Damn. Yeah, that's what I say. Shit.
Tell me who the deposit man is on the, on that rate.
Steph.
Steph, yep, Steph's the deposit man.
I'll get him on here.
Who
get him on here. Let's see. I got to hear from Steph. I want here.
How much they racing for?
10,000. They got to put 1,000 up, piece. No, they for 5,000. I'm sorry. Those two for 5,000. The other one for 10,000.
No, Joe. No, it's 10.
Is it 10?
It's 10. And they got a deposit.
Okay.
They got another bet up that if Craig don't go, he laid it that he lose another deposit.
Nice. Get out of here.
That man gotta go to, you know, he's gonna lose a lot of money just on DP.
So how much?
Damn.
He already lost a lot of money on the 28.
Oh, okay. Let me get Steph on here. Hold on.
Damn.
I think Steph is on listening. Yo, Steph, hit the one button, Steph.
Steph. Yo. I got you.
Oh, there you go.
I got you on here with Joe Gray. They wanted to ask you a question on the race. That you hold the deposit for.
What race?
Go ahead, Joe.
You're on the show. You're on the show right now, sir. The race between Mike Brown and Craig.
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen.
Steph, this
okay,
right
there
out.
You
they
go.
Bet money. They bet. Oh, Steph, this right out.
They bet that, that Craig won't go there. Craig won't go out there.
Won't go out there.
You think Craig won't go out there? Craig said he's going.
Hey, Steph, what was the side bet?
He put up 2,000 to Mike, 1,000 with deposit.
Damn.
He laid it to him. He said, if you put the money back up, I'm going to lay you 2-1.
Yeah, he going out there then.
Oh, he going out there. Sammy, that's a bet. I think he going out there. He don't put that much money up.
Fuck up your money. You got me.
Yeah.
I ain't never forget. You got me for $1,100.
It was 15. Steph, you remember that $1,500 that I got Young Thang for?
Yeah. You got me fucking choking, Joe.
Remember that, right?
You can pick any part of that. You can pick any part of that. I don't remember it was 15. I thought it was 11. But you know what? Whatever.
No, it was 1,500. Look, Steph held the money up 2 weeks ahead of time. The deal was, it was supposed to be a deposit. We waited with a bet. Yo, Stan came back over there and said, Joe, I'm going the way the deposit goes, 1,500. I was scared. Mike the Greek told me, said, Joe, bet it, don't worry about it. I promise you we ain't backing out. I said, okay. So we got to the track that day. Chip had that Beretta, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. He looked like they had more horsepower, but they couldn't tame it. And they had to be in the lane at 1 o'clock. They tried to make one hit.
I'm gonna get eight
on that round.
I know it's 1,500.
When that shit bogged,
they'll get you back. I gotta get four more out of you than I thought.
All I can tell you, hey Steph, how was it after that? How was it after that?
Really quiet.
When they said,
really
we paying off. Uh-huh. I took $100 to her. I said, happy birthday here, sir. I said, now we're going to go eat right over here by 7. What was that, 706, that route? 706? I took a picture of that dinner and everything, bought everybody dinner, surf and turf, coming from Acco Raceway.
Hey,
I said, thank you, young
hey,
thing.
Guess what? I hope the food was
hey,
nasty, motherfucker.
It was yes, great, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I even took a drink with it. I got me a bottle of wine. So bring me a bottle of wine. This is all on Young Stang. This is the easiest $1,500 I've ever made.
Oh.
The cars didn't even go down and got paid.
Mm.
I think this, boy, how you going to win some money like that? Man, oh, man.
What's up, Sammy?
And it was cold
hey,
that
Steph,
night, too.
This your barber and buddy.
Uh-oh.
What up, man?
Oh,
hey,
I'm back
shit.
On now. I'm back on now.
I hear you. I hear
all
you
right,
supposed
now.
To be the new... You're supposed
now,
to be the new DC
now,
dude for the DMV.
I got somebody on the show here with me on the phone over here saying Craig ain't going to go either.
Who is that?
I think my man coming, Sam. My man coming.
He come, you sure?
That's Mike Brown.
Yeah, he come. Yeah, he come.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
What's going on, Scott? How you doing, Mike?
Hey, my man Craig coming. He ain't going to let me down.
Oh, you have faith in him?
You have faith in him,
Mike Brown?
I got faith in Craig, man.
I don't. Fuck a Craig.
If 2,000 to your 1,000, that's a lot.
Yeah, that'll make the motherfucker come out there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Hey, let me open up another mic. I see
buddy.
A couple mics I got to make sure I open up. You got to hold a second. 757-1006. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? It's Brown. I'm just listening, man. How you living?
Okay, what's going on, Drew?
I can't call it.
All right.
I can't call it.
Oh, shoot. I got to open up this mic. Uh-oh, I got James McCormick going here. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Hey, I don't know about Craig. He might give up that deposit because he gave up the last one was 2000. So what's this 2000? What's the difference?
No.
No, he didn't give it up.
It was a 2,000, it was a 1,000, but we put up another 1,000 on a deposit, and he laid me 2-1, and he raced
it. Wait a minute. Didn't y'all have a side bet of 1,000 the way the deposit went?
Right. Yeah, right. So he put up 2,000 and that 1,000.
So he lost 2,000, right?
No, he only lost 1,000. The other 1,000 is still he put 2,000. He put another 1,000 on top of it.
Oh, okay. He laid you 2-1 on the second one. That's how it came about.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He coming, man.
Hey, James, you gonna come and take winner?
Mike Brown, you have too much faith in him, Mike Brown.
Man,
James, you gonna come
money,
and take
man.
The winners?
That's because Mike wanna race. That's what it is.
I can't run either one of them cars.
Can't run either one of them?
Nah.
Okay.
They're too tough.
Mike don't want that little $2,000. Mike wants that fucking 10. That's what he wants.
That'll be nice. Being that we left 10 down there last year, it'd be nice to get it back.
If Craig race, I like him.
Well, Jay, you know what you can do. Come see me, sir.
You like an ATM machine. I love you.
You ain't going to keep getting me. I can't keep losing to you, motherfucker. I can't keep losing.
Damn.
All right, boy. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Even the sun shine on a dog ass once in a while.
Yeah, I know. I saw Cliff's ass getting shined on.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
God damn.
Who said that? Who the hell said that
That's fucked up, bro.
Damn. What's up now?
Yo, what happened to
Antoine? Fucked up the church's money.
Huh?
I said Antoine fucked up the church's money.
Silverhawk needed his phone to play Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, he must have got. I told you, he said he was going Hulk back to get there? My man. He was
you.
Here. Silverhawk was here.
Oh my bad. I didn't know my phone was on mute. I'm here.
Silverhawk playing Eye of the Tiger right now.
Me and Silverhawk got some business too. Me and Silverhawk big player of the Simon and shit.
Of course we do.
Huh?
Y'all gonna get y'all ass whooped.
It sounds good, sir. Sound real good. Sound real good. Red said he needs some get back too, man. We'll get some get back with Red shit too.
Mm-hmm. We need to clear
anybody else in that Malibu class that's down there, they put their ass on notice too. That we can race. If Moley Coast, we trying their ass down. This is stock suspension Malibu on 28th. Small block. All steel, all glass. All steel, all glass. Including the hood and the trunk. Don't everybody get
Silverhawk,
quiet at once, man.
Silverhawk, we need to clear. Silverhawk, we need to clear.
Who need to clear?
I'm glad all them extra stipulations was put out there about the Malibu.
Not about, we got some cars and we don't need that many stipulations, though. You got to make sure you...
y'all stay in class.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I just said Malibu. It's okay.
Silverhawk. Me and Paul need to clear. Y'all gonna kick rock.
Oh, shit. He's a kick rock.
Hey, you know what, Greg?
You know what?
You're great.
Paul always say,
I say, fuck it, we'll run you head up. I know you said, hey, you're great. Yo, Greg. They called me 1:45 in the morning, right? I'm sleeping.
Not me.
I said, ho. I said, why are all these people calling me? I can't understand. I said, something must have happened last night. 1:45 in the morning. Here comes this. Yo, Stain. What the fuck? He called me 1:45 in the morning. You know? So later on, they're going to come at me like, would you looking to buy some rim, this shit, like on Marketplace? I said, huh? I'm going to see where this shit go at.
He thought you were serious.
Stop,
you
bullshit. Oh, he thought he was really, you know. Bullshit.
Man, that ain't bullshit.
I'm
keeping it 100 with you. He thought
you ain't
really
keeping shit 100. You ain't keeping shit.
But we will try you head up 100 on that. Now, what we going to do?
Listen, why you said that from the beginning?
Well, I just said it from the beginning. We'll try your head up.
Yeah.
What you want to do?
I know you will.
I don't understand what
I know you will.
Now you see, listen.
Why you can't race Charlotte, baby? Why you can't race Charlotte, baby?
Because we ain't got no
why you can't race
baby.
Why you can't race Charlotte, baby? Mike on the phone. Why you
can't
race him?
There you go.
There you go. Why you
can't
race
him? When you get your car, when you get your running car, you can talk to me. All right? So right now, you get your ass back in.
Hey, listen to grown folks, he's making a good point. I told you. He won't race shit. Paul Carr will run your head the fuck up. Now. And you ain't got to put that mic on there to run your heads up. Now, stop.
Hey, Judge Ray.
Judge Ray.
You see the snake coming out now, right? You see the snake coming out, right?
Hey, listen, Joe,
you just offered me something last week. They come on the show. They calling me up acting like I need looking for some job. That's the real reason they call.
They say you shaky as hell, and we seeing that right now. You's a shaky motherfucker right there. You shaky as hell.
You're right. I am shaking.
Hey, who says anything about buying some bread? Motherfucker said they'd run your ass. Stop fucking telling stories.
You told a motherfucking lie. I got the text right now with me now. Right? Okay.
Who
long Paul Carr been out? How long Paul Carr been out?
Who said you want to buy some bread?
Answer my question. How long Paul Carr been out?
Paul, you tell a motherfucking lie. Since Paul owned that car, only time it's been out the garage was to get washed. So Paul car ain't been out.
How long he had the car? How long?
He didn't
have
it.
Everybody
he didn't
had
it over
car.
A year. He didn't had it over
okay.
a year, and he ain't
he
never,
had the car
it
over a year. Right.
And it ain't
so
never
I'm
even
the first
cash
one. Ball. I'm the first
it ain't
one.
Never touched the track. It ain't never touched the track. Hey, Silver, so answer this. How your car sit?
On four wheels.
Okay, he sit on four wheels, too. Now, get your fucking funky drive
hey,
out there.
Saying, why?
James
why?
James
why should
fuck
I entertain you? Why?
Because I got it. You should entertain me because I got a deposit for Paul. Now, what's up?
Listen.
Paul
all I want to know is do you want to run the car or not? Stop being shaky.
Why should I run the car? Why should I? You come to me. I didn't come to you. Why should I?
Scary bitch.
Hey,
tell him.
You're right. I'm scary. You're right.
Leave him alone.
But Dave. Hey,
yeah.
But you run your shit. You run your shit. You come with your best. You come with your best right there, and that beat the shit of the car, yo. Okay.
Say what? What'd he say?
Don't campaign other people's car. Campaign your car.
No. Hold. I drive that car. I'm complaining.
No, talk about your car.
I drive.
You campaign another
car
that you haven't
car
put your car out there.
I drive a car. I'm campaigning that car because I drive it.
But why you campaign your own car? You got a car. Why you campaign your own car?
You want me to buy that car from Paul?
But you got a Malibu.
It'll be mine.
I thought you got a Malibu.
What do you want to do with it?
You tell me.
I'll run your motorhead up.
I'm not coming on motor.
Well, I still run you head up.
When?
You call it big money.
Oh, big money now, huh?
He's shaking right now.
Hey, fed up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm shaky, right?
Okay.
When Zook was on his ass, he was acting like a little baby.
Trust and believe
Zook
me.
Was on
Zook
your
not
ass.
On my ass. Wait a minute.
Hey, Tricky Ricky on here.
I told
Tricky
him
Ricky
I would run him. Wait a minute.
Tricky Ricky on here.
He wanted,
you
in.
Hey,
Tricky Ricky. I was not shaking. The man wants to run for 10,000. I ain't got 20,000 to be running for. I'll run him for five is what I said to him. That man said he didn't want to run for that. So how am I saying?
So that meant he was on your ass with the price. That's all that means, James. I'm sure
on the money? On the money?
But, check this out, Tricky Ricky. Check this out, Tricky Ricky. But he want to run me for 10. All right?
No, no, no.
He
want to
run me for 10.
We ain't got to run you for 10. Listen, we ain't got to run you for 10. That's Paul's car we talking about. We ain't got to run you for 10.
But you said you were going to run for 10. Yeah, you can do that. All right? But Duke got on your ass. You were acting like a little baby. He made you crawl up.
Let me tell y'all what this is right here. This is the look away.
Yeah.
This is the classic look away. Don't look
good
away.
Call.
We got two cars that we can run you with. One is a motor car like yours, and the other one is mine. Which one you want to run?
I don't want either one of you. Y'all coming at me. I don't want neither one of you.
Because we're coming at you. That's the only reason you don't race.
I don't want you. Because I knew this shit was going to come out when my car was at a certain place. I was waiting. I knew it was going to come out.
Listen.
Bullshit.
Listen.
Bullshit.
I don't have nothing about that.
Alright?
I don't need to spy on your car. We got a car just alike.
But, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Well, I tell you. They say my buddy Paul.
I tell you what to do. When you run Duke, then I'll run you. You ain't trying to race because Duke put something out there on your ass. You ain't want to do nothing.
I'm trying to run you.
No.
I'm trying to run you with Paul's car, not my car. Paul's car.
Use your car. We're talking about your car.
But you keep saying you talking about my car, but you don't want to talk about my car. You want to talk about somebody else's car.
Ain't you talking about somebody else's car?
No, you make this sense.
You talking about somebody else's car?
Hold on. Paul was on the phone.
Hey. Bro.
Paul on here right now.
I already knew this shit was going to come out. I already knew. I was just wondering when.
Why wouldn't you run that car?
Because I don't want to.
Okay. That's good enough. We ain't got to talk about that.
I just told you that. How many times you want me to hear me say that? I don't fuck with snakes, okay?
You don't fuck with who?
I don't fuck with a snake.
Ooh, headache.
Wait a minute. You don't fuck with a what?
Snake.
You look at the time.
Who's the snake? I'm talking to him on the phone here. Yeah,
listen. All I'm trying to do is drag race.
You ain't trying to do shit. You won't. Order for you to do something, you need information. Okay?
Listen, I don't have no information on your car.
I don't want to race you. How many times you want
you about your car?
Hey, Joe Gray, when you tell a man I don't want to race him,
they're going nowhere.
Thank you. Now move on.
Hey, Joe. Oh, there you go, man. A headache again. Trust. Huh? Trust.
Hey Joe.
Yo, Joe. He brought up a
yeah.
Hey,
you.
Go ahead with it.
Something just came across my desk, Joe.
Uh oh, what came across your desk?
This
They said they'll run Paul with TikTok. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
There you go.
Damn, got quiet quick.
There you go.
Shit.
There you
That's
go. There you
I, don't know, I don't even know who you, TikTok is, but damn it, if he ain't shut the show down, damn, everybody got quiet.
There you go, James. They're going to race for you, James. Go ahead. Ben TikTok was supposed to run, but he had some issues, so it didn't happen.
Oh, not. Yeah, but the man that said he'll run you now. The man just said he'll run you now. He ain't got them issues no more.
973-4170, your mic is open. 4170, your mic is open. 973-4170, your mic is open.
No. I got you, Joe. Hey, Silverhawk, don't stress it, man. We ain't got a race. I mean, you got
Thank
a small
you.
Block, I got a small block.
Thank
but, you know, we don't got a
listen,
race.
Listen,
as far
I don't
as
want
TikTok
to do nothing.
Goes, no problem. As far as TikTok goes, James Carr, is you ready to run him? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on, let me get these in here.
Whoever that's talking real low, it's kind of hard to hear what they're saying.
That's Paul.
That's my voice.
Yeah, that's Paul.
Oh, there's my voice.
Okay. All right.
But Paul, let me ask you a question. Paul.
Sure, go ahead.
I just came on scene, right? There's been all of these cars up here in the north, right? This is the first time I hear you calling anybody out or James about your car. Anybody.
Hey, Dick.
No.
Whoa.
That's
a lie.
That's not true.
Oh, I'm talking to Paul. I'm not talking to nobody.
The word was, Jason, they said that Paul said James Carr run them. So there you go. Y'all can speak on that bit.
What you want to do it for, James?
What you want to do it for?
Yeah.
What was y'all going to run for before?
At least 3,000.
That again?
At least 3,000.
Hey, you want to run
for 10? I'm about it.
Huh. But he wanted to run me for 10.
Come on, slow down, man.
I don't understand this shit.
Come on, slow down.
It's not
listen.
For you to
he come
on,
oh, wait. He come out here like a gorilla.
Okay, let's get the race lock. They trying to
go
lock
ahead,
a race.
Go ahead.
Get
what
that
are you talking about doing?
Come back with him.
What are you talking about doing? It?
5-on-3 or better.
What are you talking about doing?
The 30th.
I don't know if I can do it the 30th. What about August 6th?
You got nothing. Huh?
What about August?
I thought you said you was coming up the 30th.
Well,
I ain't
sure. That's what he said.
I'm not sure.
But you want to run Silverhawk on the 30th?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
No, that's not what
I said.
Right.
You
didn't say anything
yes,
about
you
running
did.
Silverhawk
yes, you said you run Silverhawk
on the 30th.
Back like that. I'm gonna be there with all of them on 30th, though.
Oh, that's my blood.
Hey, you got,
You got to respect it. Man come down on the 30th. He said he can't make it back-to-back weeks. So you got to respect that.
Boy, I got
What's
that.
Up, brother? Oh, what'd they say? What's up, cuzzo?
What about Paul? What you want to do with Paul car?
We don't want to run TikTok car with that car. Oh, my God. He said he want to
run. You want to run? You want to run Drew then with it?
No, we don't want to run that car neither. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can't not give you a little car
oh
to get you out
God.
Of it?
What are you talking about?
Listen,
what are you talking
he
about?
Won't run. He won't run either one of those cars. He said, oh, my God.
Time.
Oh, my God. You don't think they would run you?
Oh.
I'm talking about Silverhawk. Don't try to get off his car.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that. Not right now.
Nice. Hey,
no, I don't want to mess with you right now, man. I'm not going to be a fool of him, man.
Hey, James, I got a question. So if you were willing to run Silverhawk on motor, why not run Drew on motor?
What was the question?
What makes you think I won't? Oh, because it wasn't said. That's all. I'm just asking.
Oh, okay.
You can't compare Silverhawk to Drew.
You can compare a lot of people to everybody. I mean, that's just life.
There's no comparison. Man.
Why you say that, Paul?
Because that man will beat you easily.
Huh?
Well, okay,
you said it
so
right, Paul. That
run.
Man say he will. Yeah, you yeah, know that man will beat you to death. Yeah, that's what he said.
Run him, Silverhawk. I'm wrong. I apologize. Run him.
No. You say, you know, I just asked you a question.
I apologize. Run him.
But see,
sorry,
y'all never seen my car run, so y'all don't know what the hell.
You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Yeah, unless y'all got some inside information. That's all.
We don't have nothing on your car.
Yeah, whatever.
You got a Ford in your car? You got a Ford in your car? You can't answer if it's a Ford motor?
Who you talking, Jason?
I'm talking about you. You got a Ford motor?
Matthew got
y'all
a Ford motor.
Ho. Yeah. I understand what he's saying. But see, they asked about what I got. What do they got?
I got a small block Chevrolet, regular Chevrolet motor. Nothing special. Just a Chevrolet motor. Now, what else do you want to know?
23 degrees.
Excuse me? We going to discuss degrees? We're going to just
discuss
degrees?
Y'all wanna...
He's asking a whole lot of questions, Paul.
He doesn't need to know that. But y'all want to ask me, do I got an airline or straight head, right? But I can't ask y'all if y'all got a 23 degree.
Did you answer that question?
Well, I told you I don't know what the fuck is an airline or straight head or crooked head or side head. I told y'all
Why are we having this conversation? You said you don't want to race.
That's right.
Okay.
You said you don't want to race. So what are we talking about?
I'm okay with that. We need to move
on. It's an aluminum head.
That's a good one. All right, moving on. So you're going to race Drew?
I'm surprised Paul is on here. Damn, that's a surprise. Shit.
It is a surprise, because, I mean, what's the point?
It is.
But James is trying to tell the man to run a heads up. James said he wanted a heads up. I mean, that's a fair race, if you ask me.
James said that, but then Jason came on here and said he'll run y'all with cars. And
I told him about running cars.
We can't beat everybody.
I run both of those cars.
Yeah, that's James' car. It ain't my car. You know, I got a little bus thing with a small block in it. A regular small block.
But just in that, y'all heard me say it, I'll run both of those cars.
Jason must have hung up. That's why he said that.
Well, that's because you kept...
Yeah, after a while, Jason don't see nothing going, he hang up, yeah.
Nah, he didn't wait.
Nah, Jason on here.
I don't think you want to run here.
You
know, 1 o'clock at night, and then you're going to be swearing me. Like, I can't come to you. Like, we'll do that
500,000
or better.
Hey, Jason, you still there, Jason?
Mark,
I guess you're the one who called him,
huh?
Huh? Still, I think I'm about to grip in the food fight.
Yo,
if the man want to race, then he don't want to race.
Jason, right there. Jason, he's still on there.
He's not the only one. Yeah, but we got to decide on when he can race the car. He can't come on the 6th. But what about in September, maybe?
Yeah, maybe we'll do something in September.
That's all right, fine.
Now, how do you want to race?
I'm going to run your head up. I don't want nothing from you.
Motor or nitrous?
Motor.
Motor to motor, yes. I'll
be
motor to motor.
Yeah.
Small blocks
apiece. Yeah, you want to do that
Gordo
show?
That's a tough one.
I ain't coming way up there to run on that marginal track.
Damn, you said marginal.
What about
marginal.
Wow.
Meet you in North Carolina.
Say that again?
I'll meet you in North versus South.
I'll do it then. Yes, I will go to Goliath.
Okay. You talking about Goliath?
Let's lock it in now, then.
It's locked.
Damn.
Well, I hear some noise around
me.
Here today.
Heads up, 8th Mile, Pro Tree, Track Room.
You want to do it for a little more money? How much will I do it for?
I don't know. Whatever I come
you
up
said,
with after that 3,000, I come up with
something. You said
three
or better. Cool your jets, man. You'll get your money.
Got that. Hey, here, truck that big Willie. Goddamn, here, truck that. He got plenty of time to get goddamn big money up.
Nah, it's not
right,
like
three,
that, but I mean, you're going to do something.
Listen, doing. Jason, I know me and you ain't hard to get along with.
Yeah.
Silverhawk trying to get you, James. I don't know why. What'd you do to Silverhawk?
You're talking about Silverhawk glass like you was before, right?
The way my car came to Gallant, that's how it is.
Okay.
And the way I saw a TikTok car, that's how it is?
Nah, I'm running with Drew car then. Except
what?
I don't call you, man. I'm going to run you with Drew car.
Y'all ain't on. Why are you asking me about my own Silverhawk glass if y'all ain't?
You straight head?
It's called trying to
get
straight.
Straight.
My head
is straight. My head is straight.
All right, lock it in. I'm going to run you with tick car. 2 straight heads apiece. 5-1-3 or better, like you said.
Say that again?
5-1-3 or better. Both cars straight heads apiece.
I said my head is straight. I ain't seen what... If that's what you want to
so
call
what
it.
So what does it matter if I'm running with Drew car there? It don't matter. It's both on Malibu.
Okay, then we'll just run the 2 Malibus. On motor. Right, small block to piece.
Yeah, Drew car and your car. Motor to motor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
August 6th, that's the creek.
Nah,
August
that's 6th. All north and south.
Hey,
Joe, when is
well,
north versus south? And when is it?
October.
Is it October?
October.
Yes, October 17th. October.
Hold on.
Damn, I might have to look at October
block,
James this week.
We come small block on 28, so 275, or that size tie. That's the only thing I'm going to give you.
No, Joe, October 17th is a Monday.
You mean the 14th and the 15th? That third, that Friday and Saturday?
Hold on, I'm gonna see right now. Hold on a second.
Hey, what is this race? Well, who races this?
North versus Joe Gray and Larry D.
The second North versus South down in Galat.
Yeah, in October. Yeah, right.
Oh, damn, we got some time to get ready. Yeah, we be down that motherfucker.
Yeah, Joe, the 17th is on a Monday, so you probably meant the 14th and the 15th.
Hey, Jackson. What's the date on our date again? October what? 14th.
No.
The 14th and 15th.
Jason? Yeah,
it's the
14th and
15th.
Jason.
Yo.
This is the tips. Both Malibu, small blocks apiece on 28th or 275.
Yeah.
All motor,
yeah.
Okay. Lock it in. It's locked in. Five on 3,000 to bet.
Mm-hmm. God damn, boy.
Is it locked? Damn, y'all locking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's locked.
October. Dang, it's locked.
That's what's up.
Hey, hold on.
Now,
y'all locked in?
You, Silverhawk, doing the look away. They locked, Joe. They locked.
Which car now?
Drew car against my car on 28, small block of piece on motor.
Okay.
But then y'all going to do a Saturday? Y'all gonna do a Saturday, Jane? A Saturday night or Friday night?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. We get closer to the tape. We'll pick a time, whatever time you want.
Okay.
Damn, boy, locking a race in for October. God, nobody. That's somebody that want to race.
See, Fat Albert, what I was talking to, what I was saying the other day, Fat Albert.
What was that, Sammy?
Doesn't matter when the date is. It could be for next year, but it's going to happen. A race is going to happen.
Good report.
If you really, 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 really want to race, you're going to lock in and you don't care what day it is.
First race locked in for North versus South in October. Great day in the morning. We're going to lock it in July. Lord, oh my. We done locked it in July.
Sweet Miss Sally got everything that Papa John needs.
But see, right now, how easy that was, though. Like, I mean, James was like, man, ain't no problem. We do it. You know, no, so hard to get a race locked in.
Yep. Because you got motherfucking Silverhawk and driver companies out there acting like they can. The fucking great.
Be like this.
Snowball, you don't want to run, Mark?
Nope.
Man, watch y'all entertain a man. And he ain't got no car. How should I?
Hey, listen. I got $1,000 to make him lose for the 30th.
Uh-oh.
At Mike Brown rate that he's going to be at.
Well, balls in your court, Silver.
The moonwalking begins.
Okay. I put up a thousand dollars.
Before you guys
set it out,
Jane.
Hey, Jane, set this out.
Hold on.
And he got whatever motor he got in that white Mustang that he had, his white Mustang that he got. It was my green Mustang that any of y'all know. Will come on Mike Brown race, 1,000 on 5,000, on motor to motor, and run him head the fuck up. Him and his fucking fluke driver.
Okay, hold on.
I'll race you this. I will race you. I can race you this Thursday. Now what?
I'm not going to be there this Thursday.
Silverhawk.
Motor to motor on Mike Brown.
I can race you at Anchor this Thursday.
this Thursday.
Silverhawk, right. You're being unreasonable, man.
Hey, James.
You know for a fact I can't be there this Thursday. But July 30th, I'll be there to fuck him up. Now what's up?
Why you can't be there this Thursday?
Don't worry about that. That's
you ain't got no... Because you ain't got no oil pressure.
Win $1,000.
Silverhawk, it's a lot easier just to tell the man that you can't race or you don't want to.
That's all.
I don't want to fuck with the snake.
I'm not saying no red rock.
And you a fucking rookie. You don't know what you're doing. Ain't no secret in grudge racing. You think you're doing something.
Mark, the man don't
want to
race
you.
You
don't.
So, all the words, you're hating on me, right? That's all it is. Just say it.
You can't beat no one. I'm not hating on you. I'm laughing at you.
You is hating on me. But laughing at me, bitch. That's all. That's right. That don't bother me, Young Stay.
He don't.
I wake up. Listen, Young Stay, I wake up. It's a waste of time. You might as well just move on.
Listen, if Mark don't like you, you don't like Mark. Call each other and talk about it. This is a regular.
I ain't got no problem with Silverhawk. He eat on peanuts with no teeth. He's on with his gum.
This is not the place to play the dozens. People want to talk cars, man.
I ain't got no problem with Silverhawk. He just can't. I know he's bullshit. I don't fuck with a snake.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that you want to run?
Thank you.
Is there anybody
else you want to run? I keep telling y'all that, but y'all keep pushing the issue.
Silverhawk, is there anybody else
you want to run? That's a good question, Paul. Who do you want to run?
Nobody.
I'm running Mike Brown.
Mark, is there
anybody? You ain't running Mike Brown. You running Red. No, Mike Brown locked the race in. Okay, Red didn't lock no race in.
So you already locked in with the race. Mark, is there somebody you want to run?
Nope.
Okay. All right, well, we're done.
That's what's up, Paul. Good one.
I want to take, on the other day, he on the phone pumping his chest. So he run this and run that, but he get on the show and start pump faking about he'll run. Oh, he want to run your heads up. Now you say you run him heads up, and what'd he do? Get the fuck out of here.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's that man's prerogative.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. You was on here pumping your chest.
I'm always going to pump my chest out.
And I said, James, run that motherfucker. And you was like, oh, yeah, I run him. But you know damn well you have no intention on running out there. Once Barry cut your ass, you going back to the door.
I said, what now? You tell a damn lie now.
Wait a minute.
You was on the phone, and I was asking you, run head up.
Am I lying?
Stop that lie. I told you over a year ago I didn't want to fuck with you, okay? I told you that over
you
a year ago.
You said you didn't want to run me. We started talking about
I don't want to fuck with you. Can't y'all understand that?
Okay, well, let it go.
Hold on, Silverhawk.
We're getting nowhere with this. Y'all just yelling and screaming back. Let's move on. Let's go to another one. Yeah, seriously. Shit. All right, let's move on.
But James, hold on, let me say this.
James and Jason, man, that's big props to y'all. Y'all locked in from North versus South already. I mean, shit, you know, damn, man, that threw a smile. Plan ahead. That got locked. Yeah, for real. You know, that'd be a good race to see. So,
yeah.
big props to both of y'all. But
yes, sir.
July 30th is going to be a good one. That's all I can say. It's going to be a good race, some good racing. I can't wait to meet some of y'all. I can't wait to see y'all face to face. Man, it's going to be some good racing that day. I hope we get some good weather like it was, like Sammy had. I hope we get the same thing at Custom Tees on July 30th. Well, I didn't have a good time.
Yeah. That's going to be something to look forward to, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so how's everybody doing? Everybody done got quiet and shit. Everybody good? Shit.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that bird.
You got like an hour and 24 minutes left. Like,
listen. If somebody else I want to run, I won't say because they scary like Silverhawk is right now. So,
uh-oh.
James, you can't do that, James. You can't say it's somebody you want to run, but you're not going to say it. Put it out there, bro.
And they in the DMV, too.
Uh-oh. In the DMV. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to figure that one out. DMV, but he's scary.
He ain't going to say 8-ball. He ain't going to say 8-ball. Not 8-ball.
No.
Let him live in the...
All right, James, I quit.
Well, James, text it to me.
That's like him whispering in your ear at the table. That shit is not
but
right.
But, Toy, you Toy. You know me. I'm going to say, hey, Toy, I'm going to send it to you. Just be patient.
You're right.
shit, you know me. He text it to me. I read it verbatim. I put it out there.
That's true.
He said somebody in the DMV that's shaky.
That's shaky.
But shit, that's a whole bunch of them. Shit.
Yeah.
You. But when I mentioned that name, you wouldn't think they was, but I think they shaky.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to throw it out there.
Speak your piece, man. Stop with the motherfucking mystery conversation.
No, I don't think.
Who you talking about?
It's fucking family dog. He's playing right now.
He's talking about
Buckwheat.
Oh.
No, Buckwheat, he's not in the DMV. He's not in the DMV.
Oh, shit.
That man in PA,
man. What kind of car they got, Jay? Hey, James, what kind of car they got?
A Mustang.
Is it green?
I don't know what color it is.
Oh. Hmm?
Man, fuck all that.
I just ain't gonna tell you.
Yeah, damn.
That's it. That's
damn
all the information you get. You'll know.
Wait,
what'd
he say?
As soon as I hit him up, you'll know exactly who it is as soon as I hit him up.
Okay.
I can't believe this has turned into a game show.
What's wrong? It did turn into a game show.
So, James, hold up, James. We had this same shit happen last week where a motherfucker asked a question about some shit that nobody knew about but didn't want to make the phone call to address the situation. Now, you doing the same thing this week saying you want to race a person, and the only thing you want to say is it's a Mustang. You don't know what color it is. Just say who it is if you want to run them.
Yeah, that shit doing
good. What's wrong with going at somebody? If you want to get at their ass, but
I don't want to go at them right now.
Because it is that. But when half the people who say they don't want to race nobody, it ain't nothing that person. They just scared to fucking take that L because of the blast they're going to get on end.
Mark, fuck all that political shit that you talking. Who the fuck is it that James want to race?
There you go.
I just told you.
You ain't saying no name.
All right, let him tell it, since you want to tell it. Go ahead, Jan. Tell him who you want to race.
I want to race dead presidents.
Fred?
What the fuck is so hard about that?
Fred, I can make that happen.
I can get that locked in quick.
Okay.
When you want to run him, James? Quick. When you want to do it? James, when do you want to do it?
I run him North versus South, too. No, I can't do it. Can't do it, because... Jason making me run one more. I can't do it.
You might end up running me over a style too.
Who's this?
That's CJ.
Nah, this Tricky Rick. This ain't CJ.
James, would you do it August 6th?
He said he didn't know if he could make it early.
Hold on, Ray Bad. If you can make it August 6th, I'll make the phone call right now. I can make it August 6th. Hold on. I'll call him right now. Hold on.
Look at you so comfortable. You can hide it.
I got a hot cheeseburger. I got a hot cheeseburger, Joe Gray.
It's a lot of damn food you got.
I got a hot cheeseburger.
What you trying to say, Mark?
I think it ain't gonna happen. I don't think Dan's gonna be the problem.
Get back. I will wait for you.
I like how everybody talks slick though, Tori, because they only talk slick for the current event. But after a while, you know how it's gonna play out.
Yeah, I know.
Just with somebody.
I guarantee you how it's gonna play out.
Hey, hold on. Everybody be quiet for a second. Hey, James.
Sure. I
got Fred on the phone. Okay.
Hey, what's going on, Albert? Hold on for one second, y'all. Hold on.
Okay,
I didn't know. All right. Sorry, brother.
That's all good. Yeah.
What's going on, Albert?
James, Mr. Bam said he wanted to run you August the 6th. He wants to run dead presidents.
He wants to run dead presidents August the 6th?
Uh-huh.
Kicked it for a little
okay.
bit.
What did he say?
California.
No, that's somebody talking.
Drew,
hey, I mean,
your phone, Drew.
Jackson, go on mute. Oh, Drew. Oh, whoever that was. Hey, James. There you go, James. What you? I mean, you,
yeah.
What's up? What
you
want to run for?
Exactly
what?
Exactly what I said.
Fred, he said August.
What did he say? What you trying to do, James?
Run you?
What you trying to run for?
At least 3,000.
That's definitely not a problem on my end. I tell you what, you know, as everybody knows, it's a new car, new build, untested. I'm quite sure you know that, too.
I got a new car, new build.
That's your problem.
That's your problem. Then we can
hey, listen, but I tell you what. Hey, Albert, you said he said I was shaky?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
And you don't even know me to call me shaky. Right, you don't even know me well enough to call me shaky. But I tell you what, Albert, here's the deal.
Okay.
And you can be DP man. You know we got to race the 22nd and 23rd, which is next weekend.
Uh-huh.
If everything is right after that race, I'll lock him in for 2-on-5 or better, since his mouth is bad.
Okay. If you're good with that, James? He said let him get through his race, and after his race, we can get on the back lines, and we can lock that in. You cool with that, James?
And, you know, I normally don't even go out there like that, but since you want to stay shaky, you don't even know me well enough to stay shaky, right? Because if you
know
me,
well
you know I race
know
and I don't do a whole lot of talking.
When I hear you asking cars that's less than your car for handicap.
You don't – but let me ask you a question. How you know what's less than my car? Because you don't even know my car, because I don't even know it. We ain't never made a clean hit with the
James,
car since
you ain't heard
three
that.
Passes I made on it. So how can you know my car more than I do?
Nevertheless,
That's a pillow talk conversation right there.
Nevertheless,
we both
brothers.
Listen, hey, James, are you, James,
car
hold on. James, are you cool with it? Let him get through his race because he got a race coming up.
Okay,
we'll do that, Fred. We'll do that. After your
hey,
race,
Albert,
your
we get through that
good.
Race. We get through that race, and you know I normally only talk like that, but I don't like how he talk, right? Tell him to put that shit in a pile, and he can't bet enough. Now talk that shit to me.
Shit.
Talk that shit to me because I'm the one.
And listen.
God,
talk
that
shit to me. I don't have that.
I said all that shit down, Albert.
I don't do a whole bunch of talking,
but talk
listen,
that money shit to me. Put that shit in a pile so you can't count no more.
Hey, you can.
And straight like that.
Gangster,
call my block.
I don't have that.
Hey, if you want, we can run for the same amount they're running for a small block shootout. Call my motherfucking bluff.
Oh, shit. I don't have that.
Don't talk to me about that. You got the right motherfucker now. You got the right one. You got the right motherfucking one. You don't want me to go to the to try to carry that devil.
Wait a minute, hold on.
And that's real. And Albert, I'm going to tell you some good shit. I ain't even been interested in the car because I've been out of the country for 2 weeks in Europe, and I was in Vegas for a week and a half. I haven't even seen the car since Lions, Tigers, and Bears, but I will get that motherfucker in order, in quick order, if he want to put that bag up. Don't talk me to death.
Listen,
and I don't do no talk shows. I don't do no going back and forth.
We going to find out where your heart is.
Well, what's the number that's comfortable for you then? Because 3,000 ain't going to do it because your mouth is bad.
I can come to that 5,000 easy.
Help what you say?
I can come to that 5,000
like you
said,
get Silver Hawk. Okay, so we can. Who's that?
Don't listen to him. He ain't got nothing to do with this.
What's Silverhawk say? Albert?
He getting old James. Silverhawk, stay out of this. He didn't say nothing to you.
Silverhawk said running for the team that he wanted to run
Silverhawk
for.
But I'll do him the same day too if he.
Oh Lord.
Hey, Fred, I'm with you, Fred. Fred, take it easy.
Hey, Fred, hold on, Silverhawk, he called you. Get to be calling me nothing.
I make Jane, fuck that, Jane. I'm making an executive call.
Hold on.
If they lock in for the August 6th, you're going to get to that 10.
That was Mark Jackson, Young Thing. What you say, Mark?
If they lock it in for the 6th, Jane's going to get to that 10. If they lock in tonight, Jane's going to get to that 10 for the 6th.
Oh, Mark, sit your tired ass down and get your car together.
Ain't nothing wrong with free money, right?
That old 2002 shit you used to do, man, that shit's over. It's 2022, Listen, let me tell you something. I gave him an invite with his own car before either one of us had an oil pressure and told him, and Mark, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, right in front of the show, did I not give you an invite with your car for 2 on 10? Now, so you ain't got to bet on nobody else. So you tell the people, and we didn't do it on no show. Me and you was on the phone. Did I give you that invite yourself for 2 on 10? You tell them
you did.
At
US 13, your race at US 13. I can't make that.
It didn't matter where it was.
Listen. I'm asking you this.
Well, get your shit
together.
Wait.
Okay. All right. It's gonna make me get.
I
want to
talk about it. You got oil pressure. I don't want to talk.
But this gonna make me.
You know, I don't
make
no back and forth on no shows.
Are you gonna listen? I'm not. You're not that person, Fred. So you telling me you're gonna run me two on ten? You're gonna run me at 2 on 10 of one of these next two events.
One of the time.
You're gonna run me for 2 on 10 by these next two events. That's what you're telling me.
Get your shit together and rap, and me, you, and Albert can get on the phone. And ain't no whole lot of talking on no damn talk show to talk
it
about.
It ain't going
to
be no whole lot of
talking.
That's what I want to
one on one.
Thank you. Hey,
so I don't
have
to
Fred,
you
ain't got nothing to say about
on a show with 300 people
just,
because
just,
I gave
just
you that invite
on
one on one.
Albert,
you know how it goes, man. A lot of these dudes that get on these shows and they like to try to impress. You know, I don't move like that, right? I don't move like that. I'm not going to try to press upon nobody. I'm not gonna do nothing, say nothing that I know I can't do, and I'm not gonna bet up my four that I can't afford to lose. But y'all got the right motherfucking one, and that's real talk. You can put that shit in the pile and count till your ass can't count no more. That's what you talking about.
Anybody
who knows me know I don't talk just to hear myself talk on no motherfucking talk show. That's how I get down.
All right, well, that's
good report.
I'll get you and James on the phone, and we'll for August the 6th, we'll get it together. All right?
We'll get that shit together in short order, Albert. Okay. And
yes,
we'll get paid, dog.
Yes,
that's been motherfucking wet. We get busy.
Wow.
Hey, Fred, who pressed
y'all
your fucking button?
Y'all don't look up a motherfucking bear is what you done done.
Yeah.
Fred, who
every
pressed
show,
your fucking
I always
button?
Get a bear award. At the end of the show, at the end of the talk show, I give out the bear award. Uh-oh, I think I already got my...
I'm looking for a bear.
Wow.
So $10,000 to get that race off.
Hey, Albert, I appreciate you calling me, my brother.
Oh, no problem. They told me to call you. They told me to call you, so ain't no problem. You know, I do my job. I get on the job.
You know, but it's easy.
But
I'm going
like
to keep
after the race.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to say this why he on here. He sound like
okay.
a bear right now. Wait
I'm
that
not a bear. No, let me correct you. I'm not a bear. I'm definitely not a bear. Don't have a fast car, none of that, but I'm a gambler. I'm not a bear, so let me correct you. Definitely not a bear.
Okay, okay.
But y'all can't talk that shit to me, though.
Oh, okay. All you got to do
is... You see how easy that is? I'll tell you, my car is not fast. It just looked good. It just looked good.
Listen, when is the race you doing that you say you got to get by?
The 22nd, 23rd. That's his event at US 13.
Okay. Well, just hit me up when you get by his event.
And after his event, we'll get both y'all on the line and y'all lock in for all
not
the
a problem.
Yeah. And Albert, let's keep it real, right? It's not a secret because nothing's a secret in the racing world on the internet that it's a brand new car that was built in 30 days. Anybody in their right mind would like to try to jump on it while they know that it ain't figured out. But we don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. So, how strong
you're
are you?
You're putting out a disclaimer?
Right? How strong are you to want to try to jump on a new car that ain't even 60 days built? If you want to know.
It's called pillow talk.
Right.
Or as we like to say in the barbershop, it's called sleep talk.
Oh, man. Cut that shit out. That sounds like
report.
A will.
Good report.
Sound like a disclaimer
hey,
to me.
Hey, Mark. Sit your tired ass in the corner and say you got oil pressure. People, I know they got,
Fred,
y'all have to be tired of hearing him every single Tuesday on this motherfucking show, and he won't bust a motherfucking grate.
Hey, Fred.
I don't want to talk to you because you got oil pressure.
I hear you.
Call me
I
on
got
FaceTime to start the car up, and then we can have a full conversation.
Uh-oh. We could do that now if you put up the money. With that $2,000, you wouldn't have to prove I got oil pressure right now. I'm just not racing for my own personal reason. But I guarantee
well,
you my
no
car
problem.
Ready. And I'm going to hold you on that, what you said, for these next two events.
Mark,
and I wanted you. I've been telling them I want
you.
So listen,
you had
you
a conversation
a fire.
Man to man.
Okay.
With
I ain't
nobody
listen,
on there,
coming
what would make you think I'm going to change anything because you're on a damn talk show?
Fred, you're a good brother. I'm not taking nothing from you. You're going to eat that. I respect it. Thank you. Just know I'm going to answer that to you. Just know that. And I guarantee
listen,
you,
but the difference
y'all
is,
gonna,
but
every
the difference,
single
though,
one of y'all that talk
I don't bet nothing I can't afford
line.
To lose, so guess what? Let me tell you something.
It ain't nothing with that.
I don't
Fred,
bet nothing
ain't,
I can't afford
ain't
to lose.
You. Fred, it ain't
so
nothing
that shit don't
you.
Mean nothing to me.
It's just you a good,
I just
you a
lost,
good motherfucker
listen,
to bust.
I just lost $40,000 in Europe on a motherfucking poker table. You think a $10,000 race means something
that.
To me?
I heard you. I heard you.
I'm a different type of motherfucker.
Day,
you bet
you lost $20,000 on one roll, and you was in there playing poker. The next roll you lost, I know everything going on, but I guarantee
yeah.
you. I'm going to get you. You're going to be out there. Money flying.
Well, I'll be out there to be God.
Whatever the fuck you be
I'll
saying.
Be out there to be God. I'll be
hey,
out there to be
you.
God.
Mob
I ain't going nowhere.
Mob tie.
I'm
I
the,
just told
mob
you.
Mob town, motherfucker. Get it right. Mob town.
Mob town.
Be more easy.
I thought you were saying Section 8. But I'm going to get you.
Yeah, okay. It sounds great. But well, I'll be out there. I'm available.
All right. I can't do nothing right now till I'm doing something right now. But this is what I was waiting for. Be able to let 2-1-10 with my ties try me.
Man, listen.
Mob Town, man.
You know,
Mob
we don't
ties
do no whole bunch
of Malibu.
We
Okay, listen.
We
my
told.
Listen. A good buddy of mine want to get at y'all. Are you willing to gamble with that right now, locking on the show right now?
I can't speak for nothing that I don't know. I don't know your good buddy, and I don't know his damn car. We gamble, but we ain't no fools.
He got the same thing as y'll. But he just got a Mustang.
Let him say anything.
Okay, he want me
to tell him. Show,
listen,
here's what I'll tell you. This is where we'll be at. You tell him show the fuck up. We'll be at U.S. 13 Dragway, 22nd and 23rd, with Try Me and with Dead President, and we'll be at MRI August 6th. That's where we'll be at. If you want us, come get us. And we ain't never not got that bag on us.
Can't turn down that offer, Mark.
Albert, you know how we get down when we race.
Yeah.
Am I speaking all facts?
Nothing but facts.
And I don't even do this going back
and forth. Hold on, Fred, hold on. I got my buddy on here. Yo.
Man, listen, I don't know your buddy, don't know his car.
We ain't got to do all that, Fred. I'm asking you, what date you said Try Me going to be at the track?
I just gave you both dates.
I had got off. What's the date?
We will be at U.S. 13 Dragway, the 22nd and 23rd.
Hey, Joe, which one of them dates work for you?
The 22nd and 23rd, I'll be there. I got a race locked in off the trailer from Saturday the 23rd. So
is that
anytime
that
after that
car?
On Saturday. Yep.
Is that burgundy car?
Yes.
Hmm? Man. I mean, if Avon wanted to go out there, we'd go out there. But, you know, we not no fools either. Come on, dog. Listen, one thing for sure is you don't get to have longevity in this game by
like
being nobody's motherfucking
stuff. Just like y'all. Small box Ford single turbo.
I know that car.
Expensive.
Well, listen, Mark, let me tell you some good shit.
I promise you don't know this
car. If you think I'm a fool, you're a fool. You might get him. Hey, listen. Hey, Albert, I ain't saying we can't be got, but you have to do your motherfucking homework. Know that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe,
man.
Listen.
You got a full-blown, I know that burgundy car with the turbo right in the middle of the bumper, a damn whistling louder than a damn train station. That is not the same car. Avon got a 3,800-pound street car that he's fucking riding around with ropes in
there. Hey, just like you said about your car, it's a brand-new car, less than 30-day bill. Now,
the
car's brand-new at 3,000 pounds plus.
That's his problem.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying.
If we like what we see with dead on his ass, we go. And if we don't, we'll stay in our corner.
We ain't got to see nothing. We ain't showing nothing. This is mob town against the real North.
Stop trying to rent a wreck.
Wow. I'm not renting shit. I told you. As soon as this last piece come in, I'm on your ass. Hey, James, who did I tell you I wanted to start with? Hold on. I'm going to tell you if I'm
Albert,
who did I tell you I wanted to start with?
He like to hear stuff talk on these talk shows. Y'all should give him an award or a microphone.
I guarantee you, he likes to talk on the talk shows.
You know, he likes to live in his own legend.
Y'all want to laugh. I guarantee you within
the
next two shows, I don't know
Showtime
which one. Whichever one it is, I bet you Fred Fool. All that mob town should go out the window.
Here's why mob town should have never go out the window. Last year, we had 47 races, and we won 35. We know we're going to lose some, and we're not going to bet nothing that we can't afford to lose. So do you think even if you do beat us that we give a fuck, we're going to move on and lock somebody else in?
It's not that, Fred, but I'm going to bust your
Albert,
ass. I'm just
who do you know? Who do you know races 47 times in one fucking year? I wait. You can't talk that shit to us. And we don't bet no
on
shit.
I'm not talking slick to you. But the only time people race like that is when you're slow.
And learn to live with it, you know?
Hey, guess what? We slow, we get better at action, and that's where the action is at when you slow.
I ain't mad at you, Fred.
We're not saying we're fast. Fred, I love it. I appreciate
your energy. I love it. You said get my shit out there, and you're going to run it. That's what I'm going to do.
man, get your shit together and come and get your weight up. Because you're still living on your record from 10 years ago. You gotta get your weight up. You ain't done shit.
10 years ago you can 10 years ago y'all went
Fred,
you
back paddling Fred. Big Fred, you back paddling Fred. Why?
That's why I'm a dad.
Who's that?
I'm gonna try to be.
Hey Joe, my bad. I thought he was gonna get him, Joe.
Hold on.
Hey, y'all got too many people with their mic over. Drew need to mute his phone.
Hold on. Somebody need to mute the mic.
That nigga right there. Your collar on his
belt. Hey, Drew. That's
a non-racial motherfucker.
Drew Brown, go on mute.
I'm muted.
You're not.
Hey, appreciate it, man. We heard your whole conversation, but appreciate it. All right, go ahead. Somebody was saying something.
Somebody said I backpedaled something.
Hey Joe, we got to get Fred. We want to get the mob town. I can't believe you don't want to sit next to a car that's fucking 3,000 pounds and then driving 300 pounds.
Hey, Albert, who said we backpedaled? Who said I backpedaled?
I couldn't hear it.
Joe
said
that
Fred.
It sounded like
James. Oh.
I said it sounded
that?
Like
Joe. Family. Joe said it. He's the owner of the car. Joe said it.
I said it.
What, the owner of that burgundy car?
The DMV always
backpedal.
They don't want to fuck with anybody in the North.
Oh, man. That sounds weak. Ain't no act. The only action y'all got going in the North is what Gordo's creating. Ain't shit. The North is dead.
Yeah.
And that's fact.
If it wasn't for Gordo,
motherfuckers wouldn't even go up north.
I said it.
So y'all better thank him.
Hey,
he's bringing some energy up there for y'all.
I respect Gordo,
Big
but everybody,
Fred,
everybody that really get
Fred.
Busy ain't don't get on them videos like that. That's the only thing. But it's all right.
Big Fred, you backpedaling, Big Fred?
Who's that?
Sammy.
Sammy. Oh, what's up, Sammy? You weak motherfucker. I ain't backpedaling.
Hey,
Sam.
Hey, Joe.
I've been in this game 25 plus years, man. One thing for sure, my
mom
ain't racing.
On the 22nd or the 23rd, we're going to go there with yours, and we're going to tap him on the shoulder. That's what the fuck we're going to do.
I'll be there.
Well, we're
going to
be there.
I'm looking for lock-ins all day there. I don't care who it is.
We're going to be there.
The same way. And I felt that car that whatever the fuck it's called.
And this is not the rent. And Fred, I don't appreciate what you said. This is not rent. It's not rent a friend or whatever. I fucked with Joe for a long time. So I'm telling you, I'm going to get somebody
problem.
For your ass.
One thing for sure is, Mark. Listen, one thing for sure, as long as you're racing, you're going to lose. So I'm okay with that.
Hey, listen, y'all been fucking.
It's just certain ones I'm not going to lose.
But I promise you, I'm going to get my own shit and fuck y'all up. Y'all keep thinking it's a game. You hold the fuck on, Joe. We going this motherfucker.
Yeah,
because
you selling a lot of whoop tickets, motherfucker. You ain't doing nothing.
Hey Fred, it's not no whoop tickets. It's life. Sometimes things happen.
Right.
So you that.
Bird said until you got oil pressure, and you can get in the water box. Carry your ass to your room
time,
and lock the
listen,
door because we don't want to hear nothing else from you.
Wicked,
Albert, matter of fact, I want you to boycott his ass until you see him. Don't y'all allow him on this show, neither another Tuesday, talking that shit until you see him spinning tires over in the water box. Until that motherfucker spinning tires over the water box, nobody on this show wants to hear nothing from your weak ass no more about your 2002 races with your all-motor setup. Nobody cares about that shit no more.
You're absolutely right. But until you can go out there with that weak-ass president, call that shit Dollar Bill because that shit ain't no president.
No, that shit is weak. It just looked good.
I'm
not out here trying to impress nobody. I just like my shit to look
me
good.
Me either.
But listen, my money's long enough. Hey, but I want to let you know something. And I'm a very humble motherfucker, but let me let you know a little secret. My money's long enough if I want a motherfucking Illuminati, I can do that tomorrow. Believe that.
I don't want to hear that shit, that yesteryear promise. I got my man on here right now. We get
to
your
you
ass.
That shit to with somebody
either
who,
one,
you, with you better
any,
know who
on.
The fuck you
whatever,
fucking with.
Whatever car you got in Mob Town, we get your ass on the 23rd.
But look,
we'll
Mark,
be,
your,
we'll
your
be
man,
available.
Your man say the DMV always backside. Who is he talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mob Town.
We don't even know you.
All DMV. I don't get it.
And listen. The only people that's racing the same amount or just as much as Mob Town is Bad Mouth Crew. So, motherfucker, you can't talk that shit because we're everywhere racing every weekend.
Hey, Fred, hold up. You're a representative of DMV, right?
You know it.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Joe out there. He ain't going to put up shit. And we're going to run your man that run DMV with that gray shit.
what's his name, Richard Wilson? We're going to take Joe Carr and run Richard head the fuck up.
Yeah, we tried that.
So wait, let
us keep talking. That's why we definitely ain't going out there with Avon's car. Keep talking, you dumb motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Y'all ain't racing anyway. Fuck him.
My town
never even showed me they ain't going out there. We're going to run whoever the fuck they is. Fuck them all. Anything can happen in racing.
Hey, listen to this, Albert. Let me let you know a little secret. I saw his call out a week ago when he called out Try Me. I didn't answer him for a reason. If you think I'm stupid, you're stupid.
Yeah.
And we don't got no problem saying we can't live there. I saw when he posted the car and he said he wanted to try me again.
Yeah.
And guess what we did? Like, click right off of just like we didn't see it. Straight like that.
You know why?
I appreciate the respect just because the car.
Because we can't live there. And we don't got a problem saying it. How real is that?
Hey, Fred.
Try Me is a street car. If you come to Baltimore now.
Who else did they try? He said the DMV bagged. I want to know who else he tried to run. Who else done bagged up that didn't want
to? You don't got to put me on everybody since one of you won't race me. I don't even know the DMV cars like that anymore.
So
How can you say they're weak if they don't want to run, if you don't know who you want to run?
Because you've been weak for a freaking whole generation. That's why, not just now.
Who have you tried to run?
You know we'll get him fucked up, Albert.
DMV
stands for down, weak vehicles.
Yep. They're big tires.
Who have you tried to run? All you keep saying is Avon car, but you ain't told me who else you tried to run.
My car's brand new, so I ain't trying to run anybody with it. We're just bringing it out.
So how you going to call DMV?
How you
going to
call
the
weak
then? This is not going to end well.
Y'all might have changed that subject.
This is where I'm going to put some pressure on y'all.
He can call a DMV week. If Cliff can call a whole North week, he can call a DMV week.
But the difference is Cliff is racing. He ain't racing shit yet.
Gotta give him that.
Good report.
He's ready. But listen, he's ready to.
All
right, so this is how he can call the DMV.
Man, if
he
was a freak,
we'd
all be nobody trying to do that shit.
He's ready to race you right now.
Hey, when you got motherfucking Youngstang navigating something, you already know that whole situation's fucked up anyway.
It's fucked up already. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old 2002 wannabe motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. But to say the DMV, Fred, fuck you.
Keep that same energy.
You cannot. I would say this dude. I don't know his name. But all I'm going to say is.
Hey, Albert, call him no name. Because that's what he is.
And then you just come out and say, my car brand new, Bill. Man, you can't do that, bro. You ain't ran nobody.
You get your damn way up before you even get on these crossroads and talk to us.
Fred, we calling out. Try me. What is the president or whatever?
You get your damn weight up. You got to run somebody first. You just don't get out there and call out one of the baddest motherfuckers who's racing every week. Get your damn weight up and beat somebody and holler back.
Wait. So if you say he races somebody every week and he the bad motherfucker, why you worried?
I ain't say we were worried.
Why you ain't crying?
We not going out there on those car. We don't know about.
You can make
And one thing for sure is, you know yourself, you don't have longevity in the game by being nobody's fool. You can talk your ass off.
Hey, Fred, man, we never had a conversation that had a disrespectful language in it.
Hold on, I'm asking a question.
We never had a conversation that had any disrespect. The man made a call out. He's going to tell you how he sit. You tell you how he sit. If y'all compatible, y'all get it the fuck on. You the bear of the week, right? Why y'all can't go?
No. I ain't no bear no damn week. I don't even want to be the cub. We just having a good time. Listen to me for a minute. I saw Fred was the bear of the show for the night.
Now my man get on here, and now Fred turned into a chimpanzee.
I'm talking about, I ain't talking about my man's car. I'm not talking about his car. He made the comment that the DMV week.
I'm talking about that comment, not his car. If he hasn't ran nobody, you can't call nobody because he hasn't ran nobody in the day.
Okay.
He hasn't ran nobody.
So
he has no drug credibility.
We want to start off
that's
with
all
we
saying.
Want to start off. We want to start off with banana pudding.
Yep.
Now,
you just
tell
get your weight up.
To get the formula ready.
So listen, our response is get your damn weight up and run somebody, and we'll holler back to you.
Oh, you want to see something?
He just want to do his research.
No, we just not. I didn't like what I saw when he called, put the call out.
I didn't like what I saw.
And Avar saw it too. He didn't like what he saw. Because one thing you'll know is if we liked what we saw, we would have jumped on him. And we didn't for a reason. And that's just 100. Listen, we can't beat everybody. We got a street car, 3,800 pounds. And Avon weighs 300, so
that's
it's probably 41 and some change. It
that's
is. That's why we stay in our lane when we
I'm
see.
I'm 300 myself.
That is our problem. That's why we stay in our lane when we see race cars like you trying to jump on a street car. That's why we stay in our lane. I saw your car out last
week. He got a street car. He can drive his car
that's
anywhere
it.
Try me drive.
So man, we're not trying to hear that shit.
15-year-old kid driving.
Man, we're not trying to hear that shit. Go race somebody else.
Hey, Fred, I like this. Hey, Fred, I'm going to get
this. He said he can't. He said no. He's moving on. He can't live there.
Man, listen, we
you
don't.
You can't get mad at a man because he said I can't live there.
We can't live.
All right,
there.
You can see me Saturday morning. I got a race locked in off the Travis Saturday morning with that black S10 from Phil.
Hey, Albert, just like.
There you go.
Marcus called me out with Bigfoot with their presence, right? You know what I said? This is what you guys got to know how to do. Put your pride aside and let it be what it is. I said Red Rock. I can't live there. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Because I'm not trying to be first racer of the year, no way. I'm just having fun.
That's all I'm trying to do.
If you can't live there.
Yeah.
I know you like the car, Mark. I know you like the color of it. That's why you jocking Jay-Z. I know it is. I know why you jocking me, homeboy. I know why you jocking me.
Oh, man. Cut the fuck out.
Hey, but listen, I ain't got no problem saying we can't live there. It is what it is.